Dude, remember that time I was wasted and we found that secret island?
That never happened.
Damn it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Smoke weed.
Now it's time to get super duper high.
You are high as a kite.
We are not very functional when we're high, which is all the time.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like. Slow moving, inattentive, dull, constantly snacking, shows a lack of motivation.
And now,
106.7 K-Rock is...
There it is.
Our feature presentation.
Liquors!
Yeah.
But more importantly, and still on the Laker topic, how close were you to my sweet Zach yesterday, Mike?
15 feet.
Oh!
I'm sorry, that's more importantly?
Yes. What was he wearing?
Flip-flops. I'm not kidding. Flip-flops, some shorts, like he just cruised in off the beach, and
right?
a beat-up old t-shirt.
Did he have good seats?
He's front row, yeah. He was courtside.
So he's 21. He's got the number one movie in America, and he's courtside in flip flops at a Laker playoff game. That's how sweet Zach rolls.
And I will say, you know, Laker playoffs. I mean, that's star studded. I mean, there was tons of big name stars. He might have caused the most excitement.
When he
walked in and up and down the area right in the front where everybody can see him. People standing up, flash bulbs going off, everybody trying to high-five him.
How many of the people who were excited about him were 75-year-old white males?
Not many. I would say it was mostly chicks and younger dudes.
Was he with that bitch Vanessa?
He was.
Oh, yeah. Hate her. It's not fair, man. What does she have that I don't have?
Well.
Besides the obvious.
A lot.
So it wasn't even an entertaining game, though, right?
Yeah, it was.
Of course it was.
At times.
Was it? Because when I tuned in, it was a blowout. So
the Lakers did their typical where they had about a 10-minute lull in the third quarter where they allowed Utah to chip away and get back into the game, and then they just buried them in the fourth.
It's like how you play with your kids where you kind of let them win a few.
and then you go, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, you destroy them.
I'm not going to let you win, but I'll let you know what it would be like if you were going to.
We're going to take your phone calls on that or any other topic in just a second. 1-800-520-1067. That's the phone number. Going to put you on there and give you a prize. It is Monday, and it's the 20th of Aprilingus.
Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot.
Smoke some pot. A little something special for the holiday today, you know.
It's a nice touch.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
All right, time for your phone calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
All right, let's find out together what you are winning for being on the air for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, nephew. 1-800-520-1067. Well, look at this. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean What It Do t-shirt.
What?
Apparently it's a t-shirt.
We have those?
Apparently we do.
All right.
I didn't know that either.
All right. Speaking of that, let's talk to Clifton, who is calling from Pomona. Good morning, Clifton.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Ding.
Happy 420.
Thank you.
To you as well.
Yeah, so when are we going to go blaze one?
You sound like you already have.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Yeah, you're ahead of us. This is 534. This guy is already high as a kite.
This is what I love about stoners. This is the best thing about stoners. Dude, when are we going to go blaze one? He already has.
Yeah.
He's just had one, and he wants to know when the next one's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important for him.
How do you celebrate besides that? Do you do anything else? You get together with people? You take the day off from work? What else do you do, Clifton?
Well, I'm going to work. I might be work a little early maybe to go, burn one.
Sure.
But other than that, same old thing, you know.
All right.
It's just like any other holiday.
Okay. So enjoy the fireworks and opening all those presents.
Thank you. Let's go to Sean in Pasadena. Good morning, Sean.
What it do? What it do?
What it do?
How about those Ducks winning the two games and upset, huh?
How about those Ducks?
Oh.
San Jose, a lot of people were picking to go the whole way to win the cup.
Mm-hmm.
Ducks
are up 2-0.
Yeah. Nice start.
That's awesome.
Yeah, not too bad.
I thought about the conversation we have every year at this time yesterday, or I guess it was Saturday. I saw some of the Philadelphia-Pittsburgh hockey, and I thought, once again, hockey and basketball on at the same time. They couldn't, like, rotate that up 4 weeks. They couldn't do that for us.
Both playoffs, both end about the same time.
Yeah.
It's
crazy schedule, right?
Yeah. And another thing is, goddamn the NBA with their scheduling for the early rounds of the playoffs. They space out these games
way too
far.
Oh, it's the longest playoffs in sports.
It's ridiculous.
It's like a 3-month playoff or something. It's crazy. I mean, literally, isn't the championship in June?
The Lakers by next week, after a week from their last game, will have played one more game.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, maybe part of the problem is the hockey, but I doubt it. I don't think they probably move for hockey at all. Yeah.
I wonder, speaking of the Ducks and possibly upsetting San Jose, how many times has the President Cup's winning team lost in the first round? You know, like the Sharks going on and getting the best record.
Right.
I wonder how many times that's happened.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, let's go to Mark in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Mark.
What a do, nephew.
What a do.
What a do.
Hey, have you guys seen the Chris Angel show in Vegas?
God, no.
What, are you kidding?
the live show, you mean?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Don't go see it. It's not this weekend.
Wait a minute. You're saying don't go see it?
Do not go see it.
But we knew that before we went to see it. How come it took you going to see it to realize that?
My friend read reviews. He knew it sucked, and he didn't tell any of us. And we went and saw this thing. I was ready to fall asleep halfway through.
What? I have many questions. Why did your friend want to go?
Because
he's the one who knew that it was getting bad reviews.
Yeah, he figured if he didn't go see it, he'd be wondering, you know, for the next 2 years.
Who's
really
that dude? Why is that guy bad? You need to jettison him as a friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, I hear you on that.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, my friend knew it was going to be terrible, but didn't tell anyone.
And made us all go. That's not a friend.
No, that's an enemy.
You guys think Chris Angel is still douchey?
Chris Angel is a big douchebag.
He doesn't have
the douchiest of all.
All right, let's go to Robert in Los Angeles. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
I'm actually driving back from a little concert you might have heard of called Coachella.
Nicely done.
And it was by far a spiritual experience. Paul McCartney was awesome. One thing that I did want to say that I was kind of ticked off, I guess they have a curfew at a certain time.
Right.
And they cut off the Cure right before he finished off his set.
Yeah, they didn't go until like 10 after 11, right? Or some? No, it was like 10:30 or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was roughly around, well, more like 9:45.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay, 6:15.
6:15.
And they had a curfew, so they couldn't do the whole set. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, which was a bummer, but nonetheless, it was an awesome experience. So
you were there all weekend long?
I was there since Thursday, wow. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Who's the band that you never heard of before you went, but that you enjoyed the most?
El Gran Silencio.
Oh, okay.
And this was a Mexican ska mariachi rock band.
That's the fun of Coachella, though.
They just kind of throw all of those in together. It's like a mishmash.
Yeah. It's like a menudo, what you would call just throwing the whole cow.
Yes.
I ran into Beer Mug in the parking lot this morning, and he was just babbling on about how excited he was to have seen Paul McCartney finally.
Yeah.
Always wanted to see Paul McCartney, and he finally got a chance to.
Boring.
Dude does a lot of songs people know and like, though.
Public Enemy. Flava Flav. 50. Still got the clock. Still has a clock around his neck. And I was watching him, and I was thinking, that guy is 50. Is there not a day where he goes, really tired of getting hit in the chin with this clock?
he's been a grandparent for many years now, too, by the way. He's still wearing the clock.
That seems odd.
It does.
All right, let's go to Tom and Whittier. Good morning, Tom. Didn't push the right button. Hey, Tom.
What it do, guys? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
All right. Other than the Chinese Democracy on Rock Band 2, there's another downloaded music from SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Okay. There's a song that you can download from that movie?
Yep.
What song would anyone know?
It's called Best Day Ever, and my girl downloaded it, and the minute she did, she played it for almost 5.5 hours.
Oh my God.
That's great.
I don't need anything to burn today, man. I'm already high as it is.
Yeah. Wow, that's torture.
Yeah, and you know, all the little characters they have. Not one is SpongeBob singing the damn song. It's a bald-headed guy with a bandana wrapped around his head.
Sure. Yeah, you can pick who sings it, but yeah, that's odd. That's a bizarre choice. I'm surprised that's even on there.
Yeah, my life's complete.
Well, how terrible would it be if your daughter, God bless her, came home and that song was erased?
Oh, God, no.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. We're talking about my 45-year-old ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I thought you said my girl. I thought you were talking about... I was guessing it was a little girl because it's SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Oh, she bought it. She got it. And ironically, her kids with their little grandkids came over and they kept rocking it out.
All right.
Hey, you need to move, dude, and change your identity.
All right, dude.
I hate to suggest it. It sounds drastic, but you've no choice left.
Go into the witness relocation program. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. We are going to recap Coachella.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you were following the King of Mexico's Twitter, very, very exciting.
Riveting.
Riveting.
Just couldn't tear myself away from it all weekend long.
I was on the edge of my seat, like every minute, wondering, is he going to get up to the front of the line to buy a beer or not? I can't stand not knowing.
Halfway through the weekend, I was like, oh, yes, he went to KFC.
And therein lies the beauty of Twitter, ladies and gentlemen.
We are also going...
I didn't even know traffic on the 10 sucked until Dave twittered this weekend.
That's correct.
I had no idea. That's the kind of info we were going to get.
Which brings us to a Ralph rant. I don't believe he's as happy with Twitter as many.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny. Because of Dave, because I followed Dave this weekend, I saw a bunch of the people that he follows, and I was going through that list, and some of those people, like our friend Joel McHale, have hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter.
Yeah, they do.
It's crazy.
Diddy,
yeah.
Diddy's the best, and by the best, I mean the worst. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com today. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell you about MMA Beer Mug.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw the Liddell fight over the weekend, but I think Beer Mug is going to be the next competitor. He's going to be on the next fight card because he really brings it with those pink shorts with a tear in them. We're going to talk to Jim Walsh, who's a guy who makes chocolate, but I guess he records like the brain waves of monks.
Yes.
And then somehow puts the brainwaves of monks into the chocolate.
That's not necessary.
It is so that you can get love and peace while eating chocolate.
I'd rather have almonds in my chocolate.
Nope. That's not good for you, though. And we have the Kevin and Me Breakfast Karaoke with the Killers. We got tickets for that. And it's your final day to win those tickets because it's tomorrow morning.
That's right.
We got all that coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Think anyone's going to ask the Killers, are we human or are we dancers? Anyone going to get the answer to that question tomorrow morning, you think?
I certainly hope not.
They have to be tired of answering that one, but damn it, they haven't given us a reasonable explanation. It's Breakfast with the Killers tomorrow morning. You'll be able to listen to it live on the radio, also stream it through KROQ.com. And although we're still giving away tickets on this morning's show, you can also get in through KROQ.com. I think they're going to pick from among those people who submit questions for the Killers at KROQ.com. So you can check that out on the website. Ralph Garman is here right now, 551. Hey, Ralph.
Hey there. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office the way we do every Monday morning. Number 10 was The Haunting in Connecticut, the horror film. Number 10 on the list. Number 9 was I Love You, Man. Knowing came in at number 8. Then Observe and Report. Number 7, Crank. High Voltage, the second Crank film. In its debut, only did well enough to make it number 6 this weekend.
Wow.
$6.5 million.
Mike went to see that. He thought it was awesome.
It'll make its money on DVD.
I did my part. I bought tickets to it twice and didn't go.
What?
Bought them online and then something else came up. Twice.
I'm sorry, what now happened?
Didn't go. Once I fell asleep, the other time I had to do something with my kid. I was like, wow, I supported that movie as much as anyone could.
Did your kid surprise you with some activity?
Well, no, I should have remembered, but my mind is not
okay.
A steel
trap. This is what
I'm
trying to get to. So you had something previously arranged to do with your child.
Correct.
But you bought tickets to a movie that you thought that you could go see.
Right. I looked at it. I thought, that time, that day, no worries. Click.
And the other time you fell asleep.
Fell asleep.
Maybe you should start buying your tickets at the theater when you go to see the movie.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Well, he doesn't really get there in time to do that is the problem.
That's
true. He rushes in at the very last second.
I'm just saying I did my part for that movie.
You sure did.
And I still need to see it, oddly enough. I was so excited about seeing it. That's why I was like, oh, I got to see it.
Somewhere in Hollywood, they're going over the numbers this morning. They're going, wow, we're huge in Tarzana. Look at this. You believe how many tickets we sold?
That's very odd.
Yeah, I know.
Fast and the Furious came in at number 5. Hannah Montana, the movie, was 4th. Monsters vs. Aliens came in at number three, and State of Play was number two at the box office with $14.1 million.
It doesn't sound like you went through the whole list. It doesn't sound like you mentioned number one. You didn't.
There was no number one.
You said 10 through 2.
Oddly enough, no number one this
really?
Weekend.
Really? Because I thought that Zac Efron's 17 again was the biggest movie in America this weekend, is what I heard.
With you
is
now,
that not
sorry.
True?
I didn't realize.
Do you see?
Sorry, yes.
Do you see what you do?
I let you down. I let America down.
Zac Efron's 17 again was number one.
You know, you can look at it as a lot of people missed Matthew Perry. There were a lot of Friends fans that showed up for it.
And were really disappointed when they found out that Matthew Perry was 17 again.
Yeah.
$24 million made it number one at the box office. Madonna had an accident with a horse this weekend. No, it's not what you're thinking. Oh. She was actually riding it. No, it's not what you're thinking. She was on a saddle. Wait, it's not what you're thinking. Saturday, the horse threw her to the ground.
Awesome.
And unfortunately, she is apparently without injury. Oh. I mean, fortunately, she is without injury.
Well, no one can blame the horse.
She is currently recovering at Gwyneth Paltrow's estate in Long Island.
It's a famous hospital in Britain.
What the hell?
Well, apparently, she was visiting the Hamptons. This is where it happened.
Oh.
And Liz Rosenberg, who is Madonna's PR person, says the horse... jumped when paparazzi popped out of the bushes to try to photograph Madonna.
Yeah.
So it's all the paparazzi's fault.
Yeah. What really happened?
I don't know.
That might spook a horse, though. A bunch of flashes going off.
I suppose.
But if she's riding a horse during the day,
yeah.
why do they need flashes?
If it was during the day.
Congratulations to Snoop Dogg. He has achieved one of the highlights of show business. He's now got himself a wax statue at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Las Vegas.
Very exciting.
Lucky bastard probably looks nothing like him.
It looks great.
It does?
Yeah, I've seen it. Tussauds does good work.
Do they?
Yeah. Right. He said when asked if he was excited about the honor, for shizzle dizzle, I said yes when asked. I'm honored the D-O-double-G got a double.
Huh?
He was happy.
Oh.
Unfortunately, he is going to be next to Tupac in the Vegas Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, and you know that's dangerous. You're going to get shot.
Why didn't they wait till today to unveil Snoop's statue on 420?
Good point.
Uh-huh.
Did they craft a pot cloud around his head out of wax? Did that happen? I'd like to try it again.
I was worried. He actually got to the end, though.
How dare you?
I saw Crash and Burn, too. I was surprised he made it.
Good for you, Kevin.
See how they come at black people?
That's right.
It must be nice when expectations are so low that when you say craft a pot cloud around them, you get applause.
Thank you.
If there were a way, if life were a DVR and we could hit pause as Kevin started the question and then all go around the room and take bets on whether he was going to make it, it'd be so much fun.
I'd bet against it, oddly enough.
You've seen the Susan Boyle video by now, right? This is the 47-year-old Scottish virgin who wowed audiences with her singing on Britain's Got Talent.
I'm so going to nail her. I'm so going to take her virginity.
Yeah,
well, you better hurry. You better hurry.
Uh-oh. She popular?
Because the folks at Kick-Ass Pictures here in Los Angeles, the porn company, have offered her $1 million if she will lose her virginity on camera as the star of one of their porn films.
It's a pretty big offer, considering what she looks like.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that wants to see that.
I don't either. This is almost charity. I can't imagine anyone wants to see that. But no word on whether Susan will take them up on their offer or not yet. And lastly, this weekend, Paul McCartney, of course, played at Coachella. And folks that were there got to see a little sneak peek of Beatles Rock Band. The video game.
Oh, that's coming out in September, yeah.
When he was playing songs, primarily Got to Get You Into My Life, the Beatles song, the jumbo screens had various animated incarnations of the Beatles playing along, and Paul revealed that they were scenes from Beatles Rock Band, the video game. So people got a chance to see a little taste.
Kevin, have you been able to turn your kids against the Beatles as well?
Don't need to. Just allow them to see it, and they go,
really?
Boring.
Because usually that's about the age. Your kids are about the age where they start to get into the Beatles.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Have you exposed them to the Beatles at all?
No, not at all. What? Why would I do that? It's horrible.
Yeah, that's what they're famous for, is horrible music.
Ugh. Some people are good.
Ugh.
I just wondered if you're raising a generation of Beatle haters.
I don't think I've turned them against it, but I think maybe the reason kids get into it is because their parents love it.
Right.
But kids, kids love those songs, though, because they're so catchy, you know?
Yeah, no.
Monkeys? Are Monkeys fans at all?
No.
Bay City Rollers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they like them?
Big fans.
They have big constructed pot clouds around.
Come on, I got through that.
Barcelona!
Today's celebrity birthday, supermodel Miranda Kerr celebrates her 26th birthday. Actor Joseph Lawrence.
Sure.
From Blossom and Brotherly Love. He is 33 years old today. He's Joe Lawrence now.
Joe.
Yeah. Marty Crandall, bassist and keyboardist from The Shins, turns 34. Actress Carmen Electra celebrates her 37th birthday today. You know what Carmen Electra's real name is?
Tara Patrick.
Thank you, Psycho Mike. Tara Patrick is her
What are the
real
chances?
Name.
Really?
I thought
you were joking.
No, her real name is Tara Patrick. Crispin Glover turns 45 years old today. Actor Clint Howard turns 50. Actress Jessica Lange is 60 years old. Anybody see Grey Gardens over
yes.
the weekend?
Yes.
I T-boned
it.
I haven't had a chance to see it.
Very entertaining
boring.
Film.
It looks
not
amazing.
It looks amazing.
Why is it boring?
Because my wife was watching it, and I was in the room. I was like, wow, people are watching this on purpose.
Did you sit down and watch it?
I watched probably 40 minutes of it.
You did.
I did.
And why was it bad?
And
it's a fascinating story.
Put me to sleep.
Okay. For folks who don't know, these are close relatives of Jacqueline Kennedy, right. who were socialites and incredibly wealthy, and then they just went mentally crazy and got to the point where they never left their house for decades.
And went broke.
And went broke and lived in complete squalor until their death, and only could communicate with each other.
Oh, God, I'm bored already.
It's a fascinating story, though.
Yeah.
Like, how does that happen to people?
This home pretty much decayed around them. They never did anything to fix it.
It was so beautiful. What the cool thing was about watching this was that you could see the home when it was in pristine condition.
Yeah.
Wait, and you guys liked it?
Oh, my God, it was great.
I can't wait to get home and watch it.
Oh.
Kevin, they lived in raccoon feces for decades because they were mentally ill.
They should have got right to that.
And they were unbelievably wealthy.
I could see that on Cops. What do I need to
Well, I hear Jessica Lange is amazing, as is Drew Barrymore.
She is terrific. They're both terrific in it. And actor George Takei.
Hey!
Star Trek. Mr. Sulu, of course, from Star Trek, celebrates his 72nd birthday today.
Wow.
So happy birthday, George. Anyone? Anything? We got lots of tape. We got lots of Sulu tape.
We do.
Just thinking, anybody pick? Anybody want to pick one?
I'm looking for something.
Anything?
I'm looking for something. Okay.
Man cannon.
How's that?
There we go.
Wow.
Man cannon.
There we go.
All right. Worth the wait.
I think so. Trust me, next hour will be better. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
If I can say a nice word about my friend Ralph Garman, who I know nobody likes, nobody looks forward to on the program. Today, very different. Today, Ralph has tickets for the red carpet premiere of Star Trek at the Grand Chinese. How about that? In theaters on May 8th. So a chance to win that coming up with Ralph's showbiz beat. First, though, how about the Coachella over the weekend? If you went, you've got interesting stories. We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. If anything funny or cool or fascinating happened to you. I was bummed that I didn't go until I realized reading Dave's Twitter, it was like being there.
Yeah, well,
he really brought it home.
Dave has a way with words. The King of Mexico was, he said, hey, everybody, I'm going to Twitter, so follow my Twitter when I go to Coachella.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
Dave knew people were following him and took it very seriously that he was the voice of the people at Coachella for those of us who couldn't be there. So it was his responsibility to bring it home.
He started with Coachella day one updates begin going to work. So this was before Friday's Kevin and Bean show. Now, I don't know why people need to be updated at that point.
Because I'm going to work. The day has begun.
It's like the Super Bowl, Kevin. You know, what do they got at 9:30 a.m. on the day of the Super Bowl? It's pregame.
The show is almost over. Damn podcast better not hold me up.
Right.
Which it did. That's Dave editing our show so we could put it up on the podcast before he left. Mm-hmm. So then there's about 10 more entries. And then he says, I gots to get on the road. Half hour till I do. Hopefully. Now.
So far, I can't put it down.
This is drivel. This is obviously drivel. But I couldn't stop checking. I don't know why. It was worthless.
It's a little bit addictive.
It didn't do anyone any good, and yet I couldn't stop reading. So he gots to get on the road. Damn, 2 minutes behind already. Had to take a bathroom break.
Wait, finish reading it.
I had to take a bathroom break. Stupid Del Taco.
No, you forgot number two.
Dave. Yeah, that's the kind of important information.
He's really proud of that.
That was funny.
Shutting down the computer and heading out. Still hasn't left work.
Oh, God. Get in your damn car.
walking down the hall, opening the door to the outside. Shades are on, CDs on random, and off I go.
Oh, good. Now he's leaving for
party
Coachella.
Time.
Leaving work and jumping on the 10 freeway. That's his longest one, and I think that's the one from his BlackBerry or whatever it is he has.
Sidekick.
Of course, major accident on the 10, traffic.
Dude, just get on the freeway, bam, everything's stopped. Like, great.
Here's the thing about Twitter. I can't stop following it, and yet it's so worthless because the fact that there was traffic on the 10 on Friday.
It's not news.
No.
No. Just past the 15. What up, 909?
Is that for all of your followers in the 909 to feel like they got a personal greeting from the King of Mexico?
Yeah, I'm passing through their hood, you know?
Okay.
So, what up?
Uh-oh, just past the 215, traffic. Yeah. Bugs go splat on your windshield.
Does he ever make it to Coachella?
I don't know. Ooh, the Cabazon outlet. Should I stop? Nah. He's telling us what he's thinking as he drives. Just met up with Nicole from K-Rock. Let's get impaired. Okay, now it's getting good.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it was go time.
For some reason, he went right to the hotel, hanging by the pool. Black pants were a bad idea. Only yeah. Dave goes into the pool in black pants.
Right.
Yeah, no, it was hot.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Really? It was hot?
Yeah, it was really hot.
Wait, hold on a sec. You went to Indio in April and you were surprised?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's about his 20th Twitter by now, and it says, I'm here waiting for the ting-tings. They're late. Another one.
Okay.
Ting-tings.
Now at least we're starting to get into the festival itself, and now I expect detailed reports right. about how great mm-hmm. the bands are.
And so, now I'm like...
So waiting
drinks deep too.
Waiting for the ting tings was, and then the ting tings came on, and Dave brings it to life by twittering ting tings. Okay, that's it.
That's the ting tings !!
Yes,
that means
sorry,
in Twitter
I sold
language,
you short.
It's ting tings,
Dave. It's an exclamation point and it's a question mark.
Whatever,
so you know.
Here's the next band, Franz Rips.
Okay.
Exclamation point.
All right. I don't know that I get the sense of their set from Dave's Twitter, but I understand he is limited by the number of characters he can publish.
That's right.
Damn. The bar only lets you get two drinks at a time. Boo.
Dave, the King of Mexico. Period. Dave. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Dave, the King of Mexico.
We're following Dave the King of Mexico's Twitter from over the weekend from Coachella.
But dude, when there's a long line for the bar, you want more than two.
Of course.
Yeah, but then they won't allow that.
Right, but what I'm suggesting is not everything needs to be put on the Twitter. I think that's more about the music,
less about the bar.
So we've heard Ting Tings and Franz Rips.
Yeah.
And then, woo, survived day one.
That's it?
My phone died.
Didn't get to see everyone I wanted to. Damn Beatle guy put me to sleep.
He did. Paul McCartney.
Put you to sleep, really.
Put me right to bed.
Wasn't the beer?
No.
Weren't there like 50 acts on Coachella on Friday, though?
Yeah.
And that's the extent. Kevin has just read the entire extent of your report.
That's correct.
That was my report.
Yeah.
Are you happy with that?
In retrospect,
are you pleased with your performance? Well, I tried to make it a Crystal Method, but as I was walking by Paul McCartney, right to sleep.
Right to sleep.
Right to sleep.
Knocked you right out. Did he do that stupid, everybody's gonna dance tonight?
Oh, yes, he did. That's the only one I knew. What? I was like, oh. That's when we play.
Crappy song that was. Somebody should go up to him and go, you were a Beatle.
Right.
Stop that.
Don't you have standards?
By the way, why does he have the gayest bass in the world?
Gayest
bass. I don't know. That would have been an interesting Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, my phone died. I couldn't, do it.
I hungry. Why wasn't anything open this morning? Next entry. KFC Crispy is much better than original.
Okay, now you're just toying with us, Dave. Come on.
At lunch.
Next Twitter. It's almost pool party time. Dave refuses to Twitter about Coachella.
That is Coachella.
Everything but pool
party. Really?
Everything
we're going to the pool party.
Dave, you could have been Twittering from the bunker for as much as I'm getting out of this.
Drinking beers by the pool. Lots of hippie, pasty white chicks. That's hot.
The poor guy can't help it. He's Mexican.
Did you see these chicks, dude? They were white.
Well, doesn't Twitter have the TwitPix function that you could send photos?
Not only from the iPhone. It's only an iPhone app.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then he says, headed to the show. Travis AM, here I come. So he's giving them the heads up. The party's about to begin.
Travis is in front of their computer right now waiting. All right, I don't want to go on until
Dave's
here.
Travis was Twittering at the same time, man.
I bet that was more interesting.
I bet it was.
Not really, no.
The problem with Twitter is that people abuse it. They're not exactly... discerning about the information that they put up.
You know how Twitter is useful? And I was thinking about this because I knew we were going to talk about it today. Twitter is useful when information is being exchanged that is interesting to the reader. For instance, when Joe Rogan twitters from MMA,
yeah.
He's telling you what's going on. He's telling you who's winning the fights.
That's a good use of Twitter. Going to the pool party, not a good use of Twitter.
So somebody else writes, I'm eating gummy bears at Coachella. Jealous? And then Dave writes, goddamn traffic blows. Move, people. So now he's again doing the freaking traffic report.
And he's twittering while he's driving, which is another great thing about Dave.
All right, now here's a behind-the-scenes fact that maybe people would be interested in. I just saw Brandon Flowers at the parking area. He's carrying his own clothes. He's just like us.
Come on, he's just like us.
That
was
good,
right?
Come on. First interesting thing. You put.
Yeah. And then the one right after that is, seriously, who poos in a porta potty?
Oh, dude, it was gnarly. You go pee, dude. Oh, no.
Yeah, there's really, the only thing that's worse than that is twittering about that.
Yeah. I wish I could have took a picture, dude, or else I would have.
Oh, thank God you didn't have an iPhone.
All right, here's Dave's descriptive skills. Travis A.M., killing it. Yep. Warren G. comes out to sing.
Okay, now I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Regulators.
Here's another one. Travis A.M., this is why we come to Coachella, dancing with strangers and friends. Good times. Sweat well worth it.
Oh, dude, it was nasty. It was dripping sweat in there.
Yeah, and those tents, they're
so hot.
Yeah, it was 200 degrees this weekend. Pizza is saving my life right now. The bar line sucks. We get so little about the actual meal. I kept waiting for, like, give me some
my
good highlights.
This is my Coachella update, man.
So I missed the killers, so what? And now here's the interesting one that I found fascinating. At a party with Kanye West.
Okay.
And 100 Proof Belvedere. How'd that happen? Okay.
Yeah.
What's the next one? That sounds fascinating. Did KFC again. That's all he says.
Yeah.
What? How is that all you say about being at a party with Kanye
West? If you're going to say how did that happen, then maybe you should tell us how did that happen.
It's not an interesting story.
But KFC is?
Yes, because it was so good.
How about some details? How about some details in the next post?
Now you got us hooked. You were at a party with Kanye West.
You know why? Because I was drinking. That's why.
Right?
And once I said, oh, I'm at a party with Kanye West, that's it. I was out.
There wasn't anything about what Kanye was doing or what the entertainment was at the party or who else was at the party or where the party was or anything?
Because I actually bumped into him, and that's how I go, oh, hey, it's Kanye.
And by bump, so partying with him, you meant you were in the same general building vicinity as him.
We were back-to-back.
Yeah.
Dancing.
So then he says, did KFC again. Crispy is the right choice. KFC Palm Springs peeps are so nice.
They were so nice.
Are you sponsored by KFC?
I wish I was.
He tweeted more about KFC.
I wish I was because I love KFC so much.
Me too, but he went to 3 days of Coachella and tweeted only about KFC.
You know when you go to different fast food restaurants, you ask for barbecue sauce and they want to charge you or just give you one?
We don't need more.
They gave me four of them. Right. I was like, good. Oh my God, this is so yummy.
So tired. I'm going to take another nap.
Your gayness does not define you. Your Mexicanness is what defines you.
Another traffic report hauling down the 111 highway. Gotta see Murder City Devils.
Please just let him get home. Just please let Coachella be over. I can't hear
it
anymore.
Made it to parking. Now gotta get to the Mojave stage.
Yeah.
Finally made it. Murder City Devils rock. Too bad I was late. Goodbye, Coachella. You were amazing. See you next year. By Palm Springs, I think I love you.
I think I do.
In Corona, almost home, I'm home.
You know, you're lazy even for a Mexican.
And that is Dave's twittering from Coachella.
It's like being there.
Brought it to life.
It's like being there. You can see that band right there, Silver Sun Pickups, performing that song in the studio here at the world-famous K-Rock at krock.com in the Kevin and Bean TV section. They were in last week, and we're at Coachella this weekend. Not that you'd know that from Dave's Twitter.
No, not at all.
I don't know anything from Dave's Twitter.
He likes KFC.
He likes KFC,
know
you know that.
Yes.
627 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of the website, there's a new piece of tape up there that you have to watch, and this is our little friend Beer Mug, who has failed at everything we've ever asked him to do. Right?
Yeah.
When you say?
But
yeah.
He tries so hard.
That's true.
He'll try anything. The problem is he fails at everything.
Now, how did this come about that you guys got him into MMA?
Well, a lot of people are asking that. Bean, I was there, and I still wonder why we did this. But here's a little intro piece that kind of gives you an idea.
This guy, he's had the LA Kings fire hockey pucks at him.
That was fun.
He passed out drunk, and we tied him to a lamppost.
That was rad.
We wrapped him in bubble wrap and threw heavy objects at the guy.
Great time.
Bottom line is, he's either the toughest or the dumbest person I know.
Somewhere in between.
So we're here at Legacy Mixed Martial Arts in Encino, California. The next logical step is to have Beer Mug get in the ring with some world-class fighters.
Yes.
Probably going to get really hurt.
Yeah.
Now, did he think it was all yucks? Did he, before he went down there, realize that there's an actual possibility of getting seriously hurt doing something like this?
Yeah,
he did understand.
Yeah, I think Beer Mug was well aware that that when these guys get in there and he may land a punch and turn these guys' switch, and it could get very serious very quickly.
And so why would he do this?
Again, dumbest man we know. I mean, let's be honest. He ate, you know, crap.
He ate poo-poo.
That happened.
Yeah. I mean, that did happen.
So
twice.
Right. Twice.
Yeah, and I do think Beer Mug is a strange mixture of a really brave guy.
Yes.
Who's probably not too smart.
Was he waving the I surrender flag with having the pink headband and pink shorts?
Well, no.
The duo of those?
First off, let's hear the title song that someone made. I didn't know who made this, but we got ourselves an MMA theme song.
Outrageous. All right, I like the theme. You don't know where that came from?
I have no idea.
Okay, good.
I have no idea.
All right.
So we go in there, and he just starts grappling, doing a little jiu-jitsu just to warm up and get ready, and already things are looking bad. He's tapping out within seconds. He's breathing heavy after just a couple minutes of doing it.
People who don't fight, don't step in the ring, don't realize how tiring it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For 30 seconds, it feels like you're about to die.
Yeah. 100%.
But I like that when he taps out, they pay no attention.
I do too, yeah. pay no attention to the tapper.
So Beer Mug's doing terrible. He's doing terrible. Yeah. So I grab him off the mat, and I give him a little speech here.
Grappling didn't go too well. Your ground game seems a little bit weak. But I believe in your stand-up. I believe that when it comes to striking, this is where you're really going to shine. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, fight fair, buddy.
All right. You can see this video at krock.com, Kevin and Bean page.
And clearly this is very visual, and I urge you all to go to krock.com and check out this video. But here is the audio of immediately after I just told him, I think stand-up's going to go better for you than grappling does.
Right.
He gets kicked in the head and neck so hard.
Knocks like him right off his feet.
Clearly this is very visual, but just listen to the audio of him, and I mean just pummeled to his dome by this guy's shin.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it was about 2 seconds into that next round. The guy just did a roundhouse kick right to his head.
I don't think he's aware of what he's doing, man.
I agree. So once again, I grab him up off the mat, and I look him in the
eyes.
You
wipe him up off the mat?
And I give him a...
Can you use a ShamWow to pick him up? Is it that kind of shape?
I give him another big speech here, and this actually was a pretty touching moment, I thought.
Are you okay?
What?
Are you okay?
Oh. What should that mean?
Physically, you're not doing well. I know that. But emotionally, you've got to be doing even worse.
Yeah.
You've done nothing but embarrass yourself, Arnold.
Well, I got pink shorts on. What do you expect? They have a hole in them. What do you think? I'm feeling good right now? Jesus.
You need to lock it up, okay? Get focused.
Whatever you say, coach.
Yeah, he's got pink shorts, and they ripped really right near the beginning of the fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His tiny whitey's. He's got a giant hole right, you know, there.
His ballzini's just
he
dangling.
He sounds like he had a concussion right there at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. But here's what I like about Mike. All right, that's it. That's it. We're done. Nope. Not Mike.
No.
Get
I
back
could
in
see,
there.
I could see his eyes banking back and forth,
mm-hmm.
and I could see that he had pretty much reached vertigo. But I sent him back in there, and I thought this was when he was going to get it. This was when he was really going to snap out of it and start taking it to these guys. And if you ever wondered what a KO punch sounded like in super slow-mo,
yeah.
Here it is.
Oh. Yeah. Beer Mug literally bounced right here.
Oh. I just can't see how anybody could think this is a fucking joke, man.
He did not show well.
Yes, no. That was the third time he lost consciousness. And
wait, this is the guy we couldn't tase? Yeah, we can send him down to MMA and get the crap beaten out of him.
I know, it's weird how the rules work. So that was pretty much MMA Beer Mug. But you know, the new popular thing in filmmaking is to stay through the credits because there might be some little secret Easter egg.
Okay.
And that's the way things go with MMA Beer Mug. So here's the video, or excuse me, the audio of what goes on at the end of the credits. It's a Beer Mug showing you his lunch.
Okay. I'm good.
Flesh.
I didn't need that.
So make sure you watch to the very end.
Yeah, I don't need to see that. That's more information than I need.
Eat up.
Who's hungry?
All right, time for the Kevin and Bean Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. You can leave a message on anything 24 hours a day, including strange sounds that you hear coming from our radio station.
Look, I don't know who chair is it, but after every segment, you can hear somebody's chair squeal. Is that Kevin's fat ass? Get a new chair, mother assholes.
All right, I think that may be me, Bean, and I did replace my chair about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. I got a brand new chair.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
My other chair had been failing.
Okay,
a little bit.
So maybe he mistook it for me, but every chair that we have is defective in some way.
Yes. My God. The chairs in the studio are crap.
Every single time we have a guest in, we go, oh, hey, sorry about the chairs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now it goes down, it goes up. I know, it just goes on its own. Sorry about that.
I have a question for Kevin. Do you like fish sticks?
I do. I like to put them in my mouth. That's true. We were talking about Twitter and Facebook and people who have the type of job that they probably are bored with. And those are the people who probably enjoy that distraction, you know, more than most. And we suggested that perhaps it, you know, might be an accountant or somebody has a job like that.
Kevin was just talking about jobs that are boring and why people use Facebook and Twitter. And then Lisa May says they must be accountants. Lisa May. Accountants rule.
Accountants rule. That's the best you could do.
It's also Twitter, not Tweeter. If anyone cares, but all right.
Chasing across the blue line. He shoots, he scores! Dump a dump a dump a dump a dump!
Uh-oh.
What?
No, nope. Next afro.
What?
Next afro.
Do I not know what that is?
That's
I should?
You do, and you... Yes, you should, and we can't.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
I just saw a midget walk into a bathroom. I repeat, I just saw a midget walk into a bathroom.
Scramble the forces.
Don't you have a responsibility to try to catch him with a net if you see one out running around wild like that?
Well, maybe he was trying to give everyone else, you know, the assist. Mm-hmm. Hey, people.
Well,
help.
I hope he also called the authorities in addition to calling the Kevin and Bean Afro line, because you're part of the problem if you let those midgets roam free.
I am so sick of seeing all these cars with, oh, my grandkids' names are this. Oh, look at my lovely little family, Bob, Billy, and Joe. Oh, my God, look at all the little dogs I have all over my damn car. Oh, and by the way, this car's dedicated to my loving brother that died who knows how long ago. That's the best thing you could think of to dedicate your lost one's life to? Are you kidding me? A 99-cent sticker? God, these people are stupid!
Wow. She needs to not be on the road.
Layer management issue.
By the way, the Laker flags were certainly out in force this weekend, weren't they?
Yes, I saw them.
A lot of
them. Yeah, Lakers! I got my Laker flags up in my car, in my company car, in my truck. They're all a baby cycle, Mike. I know you love their Laker flags. Lakers! Lakers! I love my Laker flags.
I'm going to suggest that perhaps you should like the Lakers more and the flag less. Maybe.
That's the thought.
Although they don't bug me as much as they do Mike. I actually thought of getting one to just to torture him
as
well.
Good idea.
Just so that everybody around him is you know, he's surrounded by that. This call came in on Friday when the guy heard the weather report.
Oh my God, Kevin and Bean, it's hot! It's hot! Ah, it's hot! It's hot!
By the way, I'm looking forward to Channel 4 this afternoon because you know they're going to be interviewing people on how they're staying cool.
Heat Watch 2009.
You know they're going to. So what do you do when it gets to be 100? Well, I stay inside the air conditioning. Okay, thanks for talking to us.
All right, let's get someone else.
Okay, message to all the fat girls. Just because it's going to be 90 degrees to 100 degrees this weekend does not give you the right to wear your little sister shorts. Damn fat chick.
It's a good point. He's got a point.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a point.
He has a point.
Yeah. We don't need to see that. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
And coming up just after the news at 7, we'll talk to a guy who has some BS chocolate that involves monks and their brainwaves. I don't even fully understand it, but we'll be talking to him and find out what that's about. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday morning, 6:53. What's going on, Argar?
Fine, man. Whenever. When I'm eating the chocolate with the brainwaves... I don't want to hear from you.
They record the brainwaves of monks, and then they put it into the chocolate.
When I achieve nirvana via a Snickers bar, I don't want to hear any bitching from you people, because I will just be at one with the universe.
We're willing to take that risk.
Sounds like they might be making that up. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, that's what they said about Einstein, too. Theory of relativity. Sounds like he's making that up. That's what they said about Newton. Oh, gravity. making that up. Now, law.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know this law, but
word is bond.
Word is bond. Before I get to the showbiz news, I've got an amazing event to give some tickets away to. This is going to be the red carpet premiere of one of the most anticipated films of the year. Maybe one of the most anticipated films of the past 10 years. Star Trek returns to the big screen. J.J. Abrams reinvents the Star Trek franchise with this new film starring Chris Pine as Captain Kirk and Zachary Quinto as Spock. It all happens at Grauman's Chinese Theater, which if you're going to go to a red carpet world premiere in Hollywood, that's the place you want to go. Movies and theaters on May 8th, but I've got tickets to the red carpet world premiere of Star Trek. I've got 5 pairs of tickets to give away right now. But I don't want to give them away just anybody. Just some yahoo who wants to go down there and, you know, see a premiere, see a red carpet.
It's a sci-fi movie. Ralph cannot abide that. He needs sci-fi fans.
I want real Star Trek fans to go. So, of course, as you know, if you've seen the previews or the trailer, the movie centers around young James Tiberius Kirk finding his way to the Starfleet for the first time. So let's make it some Kirk trivia, shall we? Just give me the hometown of James T. Kirk. Where was he born? Where was James T. Kirk born? City and state, please.
Where will he be born, you mean?
Ooh, burn. Burn. Face.
I don't even want to go on now.
Face. Why?
I don't even want to go on.
Because he slayed you. Why?
But the answer is the same. I didn't ruin your question, right, Ralph?
1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First 5 people through with the correct answer get a pair of tickets to the red carpet world premiere. It's been established where he's born. That's been established.
Right.
Right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So now, where will he be born? Where was Kirk born? Where's the character of Kirk born?
I understand
what
that.
What city? Yes. That's what I was
But asking. I'm just saying, in the timeline of Star Trek, he hasn't been born yet.
I know. But you're saying it. By saying it, you are a tremendous a-hole.
Wow. All right.
Let's talk about show business, shall we? The father of the little kid from Slumdog Millionaire, little Rubina Ali, who played the adorable little girl in that movie, reportedly trying to sell his daughter for $400,000.
Oh, no.
To do what with her? Like to adopt her, you mean?
Yeah.
He's trying to adopt her out?
Buy her for $400,000. Reportedly, he said, "We got nothing out of this film. This child is special now. This is not an ordinary child. This is an Oscar child."
What?
Meanwhile, the family is backpedaling on this story, saying that's not what happened at all. Someone approached the family to buy the 9-year-old for $400,000. The father claims he didn't understand exactly what they were saying, and he thought they were offering him, offering her another well-paying job, another movie gig.
Oh.
Okay.
And he was confused. Apparently, they didn't speak, I guess, Hindi? Is that the language they speak in India?
One of them, yeah.
And so they got lost in translation.
Ah.
That they were offering him $400,000 to adopt her.
To play the role as their daughter.
Forever.
Forever.
And he was misunderstanding.
Giddy up.
Wow. He said that was not the case, so don't believe it. Even her little Rubina apparently is denying the story. The Sun newspaper in England said she went to a hotel and met 2 people who did not speak Hindi. They wanted to adopt me, but my father said no.
Yeah.
So, apparently all is well with the Slumdog kid. Everyone in the last.
And I hope Dad doesn't think that little kid has a career in show business because she was picked for a role in Slumdog Millionaire.
She was real good,
but what are the chances, seriously, that she's got another movie in her?
I think better than Lindsay Lohan get another movie.
Yeah, I'm true.
Looks like we're going to avert a Screen Actors Guild strike.
Thank the Lord,
sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
The Screen Actors Guild board voted 53% in favor of a new 2-year contract with the producers. Not a big margin, but apparently enough to take the new contract to the majority of members to be ratified sometime in the next couple of weeks. So,
I heard your president of the union this morning on the radio saying, "I don't think I can continue to make a living with this contract.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard for actors like me."
Yeah. Alan is not pleased with the contract, yeah. But he fails to mention how much money they've lost with all this BS negotiations they've been doing. Meanwhile, well, AFTRA has been cleaning up because they settled early. So maybe if he was concerned about actors, he would have made a deal quick. I'm just saying.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Well, thank you, Rodney. You answered my trivia question. Let's go to Adam in Los Angeles. Adam?
Hey.
Where will Captain Kirk be born?
Captain Kirk
Captain James T. Kirk be born in the future?
Riverside, Iowa, and I hate to say I know this, but it'll be March 22nd, 2228.
All right, let's take it easy, Adam.
You are my man, Adam. You are my people.
He will enjoy the movie, though.
You deserve to be on the red carpet for the world premiere of Star Trek at Grauman's Chinese Theater.
And maybe that night you'll get laid for the first time.
Oh, stop it!
Yeah.
How dare you? He gets laid all the time.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure with that kind of information.
Sure.
In a bar? Hey, you know when James Tiberius Kirk was born? I can tell
Adam,
you the date.
Don't listen to them. You're a godsend.
Thank you very much.
All right. Live long and prosper, my friend.
All right, put your hand down.
I'm just giving them the Vulcan sign.
I know.
Now, you haven't seen this one yet, right?
I have not seen this. I'll be there. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If I have to hold back tickets from the listeners, I'm going.
I can't wait.
Somehow I'm going to be there.
So good.
I didn't go see any of the Next Generation movies, by the way. Does that make me lame?
Yes.
They were good.
Totally I hear they were lame. Good. That among other things.
Because I never watched that version of the show.
You didn't watch the series either?
I didn't, but I'm very excited about this film.
I have watched Star Trek in all its carnations.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
There you go.
Wow.
Picard right there.
I guess so.
And I even watched Enterprise with Scott Bakula.
Wow.
No one watched that.
Watch Voyager?
Watched Voyager?
Wow.
Didn't care for Voyager that much.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Not a big Deep Space Nine fan either.
Yeah.
But I would watch
a lot of shows.
A lot of shows.
You guys know we're still in the air?
A lot of Star Trek fans out there,
Star Trek, you're right. That's not a popular topic. That hasn't made $9 billion over the past 40 years.
Just checking.
One of the biggest franchises in motion picture and television history.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
Oh, worked.
What if Kirk and Spock were living in Grey Gardens, Kevin? Would you be in then?
Wow.
Captain, I believe we're out of money.
I can't believe this place is falling down around our ears.
I would pay to see that.
Now that I would watch.
Speaking of Star Trek, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Mr. Sulu himself, George Takei. Yeah! Of course, you know him from Heroes as well, playing Heroes' dad on that show. But he first became famous on the Star Trek TV series. 72 years old today.
You know, you really should be on television. You're a dashing-looking guy.
Really?
Yeah, matinee idol profile.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, so people should see you as well as hear you.
Wow. George Takei hitting on Psycho Mike on the red carpet.
Who
How about
could have
that?
Guessed he was gay?
Not a person.
Jessica Lange. He's not a person?
He said
not a person.
I got you. Yeah. Jessica Lange is 60 years old today. Clint Howard turns 50. Clint Howard, by the way.
That's a career.
That's a career. That way to pick a brother, by the way.
No kidding. Clint, nice choice of brothers.
Strong work there. In case you don't know, he is Ron Howard's brother and has been working ever since Ron became
in
a director.
Ron Howard movies only.
Although he was actually a TV star before his brother was.
I heard that. That's weird.
What?
Clint Howard was the little kid on Gentle Ben. Remember that TV series about a family that had a pet bear in Florida?
Nope.
Florida? He was a child actor even before Ron was.
Wow.
How about that?
Ron passed him, though, pretty quickly.
He did. He got into the passing lane.
Yeah.
Crispin Glover's 45 years old today. Carmen Electra turns 37. Marty Crandall of The Shins turns 34. Joey Lawrence, is 33 years old. And supermodel Miranda Kerr celebrates her 26th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hey! There you go. Okay.
Nice.
Close.
No, it worked.
I was alone, though. I was by myself. I felt...
Sorry.
I think you improved the Green Day song. Okay. That is called Know Your Enemy on the world-famous K-Rock. It is the first new song from Green Day in some time. The album is going to be called 21st Century Breakdown, available everywhere on May 15th. Looking forward to a great tour this summer with Green Day, too. So, good times.
According to Time Magazine, move over organic, fair trade, and free range. The latest in enlightened edibles is here. Food with embedded positive intentions.
I like it. I like it. I'm in.
You don't even know anything about it.
It sounds good, though.
We have Jim Walsh, who's the founder of Intentional Chocolates, on the line.
Hey, Jim. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So you're telling me not only is it delicious chocolate, but I get other benefits because of the positive vibrations embedded therein?
You do. It surprised me when we did it. I've been in the food business 25 years. I thought there's something more we could do with food. Found some technology out of Stanford and Princeton and did this test on chocolate a year and a half ago. And turned out that it positively affected moods by about as much as 67% after 3 days.
Okay, but hold on a second.
Is that great?
It is, except for that. Isn't that what chocolate does on its own?
Oh, it absolutely does.
Okay.
You know, I love this stuff. Are you guys chocolate lovers?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, but wait, Jim. Yeah. According to this article, you say that you use special recording devices to capture the electromagnetic brainwaves of meditating Tibetan monks.
True enough.
Okay.
the Dalai Lama. I had a good fortune. I started this chocolate industry in Hawaii in 1986, and the Dalai Lama, for one reason or another, has been involved in it for a long time. And he had told me many times about the ability of meditators to, you know, basically enter information space. And I'm not a Buddhist. I have great respect for His Holiness. And a lot of this research came out of the phenomenology you see out of Tibet and the work that the Buddhist meditators do. So we thought we'd put it to the test. So
okay. I can understand if you're talking about the chicken tastes better because the animals were peaceful and had lots of room to roam and they were relaxed and somehow that made them healthier and the meat is better. But chocolate doesn't really know what its environment is. If you take ingredient A and ingredient B, put them together to make chocolate, does it really matter what the environment is like where the chocolate's being put together?
Well, it does from a biochemical standpoint, but that's the whole point to this. Our food these days is we've only looked at it from a biochemical standpoint, and it turns out it's an information pattern. The way the molecules are set up, the way they're structured together, contains information for us, and it's really that information that our body reacts with. And that's what these long-term meditators do. They get into that information space and create a certain order.
Right, but you can record that and add it to chocolate, and then when I eat the chocolate, I get the good vibes that are coming from the monks somehow?
Yeah, somehow. I mean, we ran this test three times and actually had it peer-reviewed in a science journal, and that's what the results were.
You're so much more smart than I am, and I'm going to say no.
Even though he's done all the research and has all the
scientists,
facts.
Smart guy, dumb guy here. Nope. Yeah.
You know what I say, guys, is, you know, if the worst-case scenario is that's why it's a product. Try the product. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, that's great.
Okay.
We even give free samples away on our website.
Well, now you're talking. Jim, tell me this. Tell me a little bit about the 67% happier or whatever it was you said. How do you measure something like that to see the effect of people with the intentional chocolates with the monks baked in versus the regular chocolate?
Baked monks into the chocolate.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the big problems is, you know, how do you measure somebody's feelings?
Right.
Yeah, and there's a test called the POMS test, which is a positive effective measurement test that they use in the psychology world to test the patients for depression and things like this. And it's a self-administered test. You take it every day. You answer 31 questions. And so these people, for 7 days, we tracked them answering this test. And the control group would answer one way, where the people who were eating the embedded chocolate answered a different way. And that's how we track that.
Did the people that were eating the embedded monk brainwave chocolate know that they were eating it?
No, they didn't know whether they had the control group or they actually had three embedded groups and one control group. So it was consistent across the three that were eating the embedded chocolate.
So you kill a monk and then grind him up and put him into a vat of chocolate, and that's what people are eating.
Well, people think we have the Dalai Lama in the basement working an 8-hour shift.
Yeah, no kidding.
Putting
his mojo into the chocolate.
Exactly.
Now, Jim, it sounds like you went into this with the same kind of skepticism we did, but you have seen enough that you are convinced that it actually works.
I have. And not only that, but it turns out we're behind the wave. The best-selling water in Korea is an embedded water. The best-selling tea in Taiwan is an embedded tea. In fact, I don't know if you guys know Jenny McCarthy or not, but she's involved in a company called H2OM Water, which is doing something similar with water, which is one of the best-selling waters at Whole Foods.
H2OM.
See what he did there?
Now,
is this at all similar to when the water is, you know, the Kabbalah has that water that's blessed, and I think maybe the Pope also blesses some water, too. Is it the same kind of thing?
Very similar.
Okay.
Very similar. You know, what it does is, if you ever looked at this, a Japanese professor called Emoto, who has taken pictures of water crystals, maybe you guys have seen them, you say the word hate and it looks like a smeary amoeba, you say the word love and it forms this perfect crystal shape.
Yeah.
It's a very good visual.
That's smart water right there. That is smart water.
I have trouble believing that. I have heard that, and I have trouble with that.
This sounds...
You know, you guys have to think. You know, your thoughts matter.
Jim, my thoughts do matter to me and my outlook, but I don't know that other people's thoughts matter to my chocolate. Is it possible that you believe it because you want to sell chocolate?
I'd love to believe it, but we give 100% of our profits away to intentional causes. So it's...
Intentional causes. What does that mean?
Well, you know, like last year it was giving money to the Dalai Lama's Institute in Madison, Wisconsin to create this East-West science interchange. Also providing money for recovery treatment. Lakota Sioux Indians are running a terrific program on their reservation. And the Huacholis in Mexico are trying to preserve a wisdom tradition. So,
well, see, now, knowing that, I would buy your chocolate.
I saw some Huacholis at the Dodger game the other day.
Those are cholos.
Oh, sorry. That's very different.
Well, look, there's no, it sounds to me like there's no downside. You're saying up front what the chocolate's all about, believe it or not, buy it or not, but it sounds like the proceeds go to a good cause, so it's a win-win, I think.
It is. You can even get free samples. Our goal is to give a million pieces of this away.
All right.
We need that. Hook us up, Jim. Hook us up. The website is intentionalchocolate.com, and if you take anything away from this morning's Kevin and Bean show, it's watch your negative vibes around a glass of water, man, because you will bum that water the F out. Thanks, Jim. It's Karaoke with the Killers, and you're going to be hearing that on the radio. You can be there in person. We have a chance for you to win some tickets coming up later today. And don't forget, you can go to krock.com. If you are a fan of the band and have a question, you can enter that on the website. Ralph, are you Twittering right now? Is that what you're doing?
Bean is talking about something on a website.
Enter your question for the Killers, and we'll be selecting some of those people to also join us at Dimples in Burbank for Karaoke with the Killers.
Bean talking about the Killers and the show at
Ralph.
Dimples.
I know that you said last week that you've had an ass full of the Twitter.
F Twitter.
But once you heard the riveting, riveting Twitters coming out of Coachella this weekend with Dave, the King of Mexico.
Thank you. This rant is almost unnecessary.
One man, one quest. He doesn't sleep until corruption and deceit is brought to the forefront. His crusade is to make right on all that is wrong in the world. A fighter for injustice, he will avenge us all. His name, Ralph Garman, and this is Ralph's Rants.
Why do you hate?
What's bugging you, Ralph?
Listen, people who Twitter, stop it. let me explain something.
The end.
there's a phenomenon sweeping this nation now, and it's not Twittering, and it's not Facebook, and it's not MySpace, and it's not all these self-proclaiming internet devices and whatnot. It's this sweeping sense of self-importance that Americans have these days, where apparently everything that everyone does is somehow interesting. Yeah. It's not.
Yes. Some of it is the reality TV phenomena, I think, that those people are just like me, yet they're on television and they're stars, so I must be too. Is that some of it?
Yes. Or people feeling so sort of disenfranchised or powerless in their own lives that they have to kind of pump themselves up by making their lives seem important, by overinflating the importance of everything they do to make it seem somehow interesting to everyone. It's not. Think of the most fascinating person you know. President Obama. I mean, who is someone who's really just has an amazing life that's filled with drama and intrigue? Whoever that person is, them eating breakfast is not interesting. If Obama Twitters me and says, reading a brief on Iraq, F you, I don't care. Do what you need to do. But I'm over here doing this.
I'd like to know what he has for breakfast.
Bean? See, and you are part of the problem, you blondie. Because as we're reading Dave's deadly dull Twitters, his tweets
from Coachella,
you were like, I couldn't help but look. I had to keep going back.
But
why?
Same reason you have to slow down and watch an accident, because he's not talking about Coachella and he's Twittering all weekend from Coachella.
Yes.
I'm fascinated by that.
Fascinated by more references to went to KFC, got a crap. Damn you, Taco Bell. F you. There should be a button you can press on my handheld texting device that disintegrates Dave on the other end. There should be a button. If you reach below a certain level of saying anything interesting, you should be murdered. Well, that would stop all this Twittering.
That's the way life used to be, is you used to have something interesting to say before
you did.
Anyone would listen. But
and
now
someone,
with Twitter,
someone had to edit you, too. Someone had to vet you before you got some sort of soapbox. What do you want to say? What? No. Not interesting enough. You do not get to be on television. You do not get to be on the radio. You do not get to publish that anywhere. But now with blogs and tweeting and Twittering and Facebook and MySpace. And just all the information we all get all the time. Everyone thinks everything I have to say is now interesting. People are going to be fascinated by the fact that I'm stuck in traffic on the 10. Traffic sure is bad.
I do think that there has been a great benefit to the self-publishing revolution of the internet, though. I do think that I am happy that the power is in the hands of the people now, in terms of now you hear millions of voices are able to contribute to,
right,
to the universe.
Most of it lies, rumor, and innuendo.
Wait, contribute or take away from?
Well, there are certainly
I'm
some...
I'm speaking about your blog specifically.
I'm not talking about my blog. I'm saying there are people out there who are doing good work and posting things on the internet that you wouldn't have gotten from the Los Angeles Times or from CNN.
Like this. Uh-oh. Just passed, P-A-S-T, the 215 traffic.
Yeah. Thank God we have that.
I mean, I think it's great that more people have a voice, but I think you're right that most people's voice doesn't really need to be heard because it's not all that interesting.
Well, that's the problem.
And the Twitter
Look,
thing...
Look, here's the thing. If it's a blog, that's one thing, because at least you have to amass your thoughts and write them down in a name and BS as they may be,
for some people,
when you
for
write
some people
your blog, at least it is some sort of prose. It's been you know, culled and put together and presented in a way that may be interesting to someone somewhere. But the Twitter has none of that. Because you only have, what, 180 characters or whatever?
I think it's 140, yeah.
You've got a very brief period of time to get your inanity out, to get to, get to the point that no one wants to hear about, oh, just bread's on sale. I don't F you.
Well, I bet that there are people listening right now who would like to argue with you about that because they
What
love,
is the point of the Twitter?
Well, maybe that's the question we need to ask, because there are people out there who Twitter a lot and follow lots of other people's
this
Twitters.
This is the thing, too. People who are following Ashton Kutcher's life on the Twitter, a good actor I wouldn't want to follow around.
George Clooney, who's your hero, you don't really care what he's doing right now.
Because you know what? Everybody's everybody. This is the way life works. George Clooney's fascinating and wonderful and talented and handsome as he is. Took a poop. Had lunch. I mean, we all live the same life, basically. Once in a blue moon, something happens that's so fascinating that you need to know about it. I promise you, you'll get the information. The internet will put it on, or television will cover it. But I promise you, there'll be no lacking of information for you to get.
I don't know how a million people care enough about Ashton Kutcher to want to follow him on Twitter.
These are the ones who need to be murdered. This is what I'm talking about.
These people that follow Ashton Kutcher?
We could thin the herd so quickly if we just took out all the tweeters.
But what about, I mean, maybe you're not talking about celebrities. Maybe there's a reason why 400,000 people follow Joel McHale from E! You're talking about people...
Look, I like Joel.
Yes, your friends.
His life is BS. He's got two kids. Oh, kid threw up. Whatever. Everyone's kids throw up. He's a boring man who lives a boring life.
Your problem is not only the celebrities, it's the everyday Joe. It's everybody who's Twittering.
It's this thing. It's this technology. It's this act. It's this.
You know, it's not the technology. It's that people don't understand that they can use that technology, but no one cares what they have to say.
But
that's the thing that's off.
But if it's something is created for you just to relay the boring minutia of your life,
yeah.
If that is the whole entire purpose of it, that's a bad creation. It's a bad invention. Listen, I'm not a big fan of Facebook and MySpace. I just joined the Facebook thing, and I don't like all the walls and the posting and everything, but I have reconnected with a few old friends that I haven't talked to in a long time through that. Mm-hmm. There's a function to that,
right,
that seems to be useful on a certain level. If you can cut through a lot of the crap, there is something good about being able to find someone that you couldn't find any other way by this social networking thing. This Twitter thing, there's nothing good about this.
Right. Let's take one call before the break.
Pizza is saving my life right now.
Let's talk to Brody.
Murder! Hit the murder button!
On 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls, too.
There should be a murder response.
There should be a special button you can press that murders the person on the other end.
What if it's just too boring?
What if it's just a serious shock, so it takes like 4 or 5 to die? What if it's just a warning? You can fire a warning shot.
No, these people, nope, these people can't be right. warned.
Brody, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
What's Ralph missing?
Oh, seriously. All right. You were just talking about Facebook and being connected with people, right?
Right.
Well, I have a close group of friends that I used to be around every day, and they all moved away to different parts of the world.
Right.
They all stay connected on Twitter now.
Right, but isn't most of what you do and most of what they do unimportant to
boring
other people?
BS.
Well,
I know my life is. I know my life, 99.9% of my life, no one would care about.
Right.
Well, no one cares about you being.
That's correct.
That's Kevin. Hey, Brody, I have a question for you. These friends that moved away, why did they move someplace where there are no phones? And why don't they have email addresses?
Or why can't you text them on their cell phones? Or why can't you give them an email?
I work all day, so I'm in front of a computer. It's just
well, you know what? Do your work then. Don't Twitter. Do your goddamn job. You're the reason the economy's failing, you asshole. Go to work! Right. Hang up right now!
Hang up on himself?
Now, does he get
That's the problem!
Murder?
People are Twittering, they're not manufacturing.
Does
they're
he
not,
get the
they're
murder
not
button?
Making products. They're not keeping America afloat in the national economy.
He's staying in touch with his friends, Ralph. What's your response to that?
Murder, murder, hit the murder button.
All right, 1-800-520-1067.
All right. Sweet! Word up!
That was strong. All right, Ralph, you got to take it easy on these people.
No, I don't!
All right, it's 1-800-520-1067. That's the telephone number here at the world-famous K-Rock. We're talking about Twitter. Ralph has made some, I think, some very legitimate points that 99.999% of Twitters are worthless.
Yep.
And that you have gained nothing by receiving them.
It is the latest and greatest symptom of America's self-importance, this epidemic of I lived in such an interesting life, I need to share it with everyone. Stop it.
let's start with Sydney in Commerce. She is on line 3 on the Kevin Bean Show. Sydney, thank you for hanging on. What's your point?
Amen, Ralph. Amen. I will pray at the Church of the Ralph Rant. Because that is exactly what I'm talking about. I cannot stand all these self-important little twit-minded idiots. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah,
what
sister.
Is a flying fart, what you did this morning. I don't give a rat's patootie. Jesus.
You're right, Sydney, because here's the thing. I think I'm the most fascinating person I know. I love me. And yet, I don't feel the need to share any of the details of my life with anyone.
I agree 100%. I'm pretty friggin' incredible myself.
I got the sense you were.
Now, Sydney, what do you think is going on then? Why are so many people doing it? I mean, it's an epidemic.
I think you guys nailed it on the head. It's about all these people watching what everybody does on the magazines, on the reality television, all this other stupid crap.
The Hills.
It really is taking up entirely too much time.
Yeah. Being you watch The Hills, that's the Hills is the Twitter is a Twitter TV show.
It is. It's Twitter TV.
That's what that is. And you watch it, B.
Sydney, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
And we're going to talk to Spidey tomorrow, by the way.
Let's no, we're not.
We are.
I'm going to
We're going to talk to Spencer and Heidi
Sydney
tomorrow?
On my board of directors, by the way. She's amazing.
Let's talk to Lori in Van Nuys. She's on line 6. She's got a positive for Twitter. Hey, Lori, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Twitter rocks, you guys. You suck. Twitter is so awesome. I made $30,000 in January from being on Twitter.
I'm going to say you didn't.
I absolutely did.
Do you use Twitter to run your whore business? Is that what you do?
need a girl. Get out there now. How do you make $30,000 in 1 month on Twitter?
I'm an online marketer, redhotcopy.com, and I have a training that sold for $500, 60 people, $30,000.
But couldn't that have been done on your website or via email or any other number of ways?
There's a lot of spam and stuff. It doesn't go through as well.
Oh, yeah. There's not a lot of spam type stuff on Twitter. I'll tell you that. Only pure deals.
How do you get how did you get people to follow what sounds like a deadly boring business?
I'm a big deal on online. What can I tell you? I don't know. It's just you can be a late adopter or an early adopter, but it's really the way things are going. It's like a cocktail party. 140 characters. And, you know, you're just...
And you know what? Sharing. Most people at cocktail parties are boring assholes. And it's just inflated with Twitter because it's a huge cocktail party with many more boring assholes. That's why I drink so much at cocktail parties, because I don't want to talk to anybody.
Lori, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's try Albert in Northridge. He's on line 7 on the Kevin Bean Show. Albert, what do you got?
Good morning, guys. Ralph, I completely agree with what you're saying about how people like you and I and everybody else should stop doing this crap because it's nonsense.
Right.
But I work for one of the largest media distribution companies in the world. I'm not going to say who they are. But the way we use Twitter is where we're dealing with hundreds of millions of dollars worth of movies and TV shows and commercials where our clients from around the world and across the country have to be up to date by the minute.
Okay.
That's these projects.
Yeah, for a job.
But that sounds
like
an exception.
Yeah, if you're using Twitter, some sort of texting walkie-talkie where there's immediate information that needs to be disseminated, that's one use for it.
Twitter is just a tool.
But it's certainly not the way that they are hyping this thing. It's not the way they want people to use it.
Yeah, we don't use it like that because we're a 24-hour facility and we keep our clients up to date to the minute.
All right, we got it.
Right, we got it.
Do you tell them when you go get a drink?
No, of course
okay.
not.
Okay, all right then.
See,
okay.
Yeah, he and Lori were using it for business.
You don't get murdered.
Let's talk about what Dave does.
Yeah, we don't hit the murder button for you. Congratulations.
Let's take one more. Jordan.
It's like those Nextel walkie-talkie cell phones, yeah. you know, right. when people are like, okay, we got a package we need to find right away, you know. That for business, it's great sense, but people who are walking, you know, at the Lakers game, they're like, boop, yeah, I'm here at the Lakers game. I'm going to get a boop. Okay, boop. And what are you doing? Boop. You don't need to be on the walkie-talkie at the Staples Center talking about getting a pretzel.
Jordan is on line one in Los Angeles. I think this is going to have to be our final call. I think she disagrees with you, Ralph. Hey, Jordan, you're on the air.
This is a great last call for you to take, by the way, if okay. I don't say so myself. Hey, Lisa.
Why don't you tweet about it?
I'm reaching for the murder button as we speak.
Why don't you tweet? I'm just about to slay Kevin and Bean. I'm going to nail him.
Let's hear what Jordan
has to
say.
I'm the last call on Kevin and Bean.
Yeah, let's hear what Jordan has to say. Here's my thing. I could care less what John Mayer is picking out of his butt and calling you the song, what he's writing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I use Twitter to follow my friends that are on the other coast or around the world. I'm more interested in what my friends are doing and what, you know, stuff
yeah,
like that.
What are you following that they're doing over there on the other coast that's so freaking fascinating? It has to be updated on a minute-by-minute basis.
All of us have friends on the other coast. Doesn't mean you need to get all bent out of shape about it.
I got lots of friends on the other coast. You know what? I catch up with them once a month with a phone call.
A month?
What?
I think what Ralph is asking is, what is it they're doing that is so important it needs to be updated minute by minute on Twitter rather than just the occasional phone call or email?
Okay, I understand that. I agree. There are some people who have Twitteria, and I can't stand that.
Ooh, Twitteria, good.
Yeah, you're welcome. Mostly my friends at least update when they go to concerts and when they just like finish a book that they really like and stuff like that. And that's one of those things where if it's something they want to share with everybody,
okay,
why?
Yeah, that couldn't be done by an email or phone call. You're right. It only can be done on Twitter.
I don't mind that that's done on Twitter, but how many tweets do they have in between? I finished a book. Here's the name of it. I would highly recommend.
That's the thing. I agree. There are many
members
for using it for that.
I'm still reading. Still reading the book.
Next day, still reading.
I'm reading the book.
You know what I'm doing?
Reading.
All right. We have to make a decision.
I'm at a concert. It sure is good. Well, then watch the concert. Turn off the Twitter.
We have to make a decision as we break here. Murder button or no murder button for Jordan?
Oh, murder. Murder.
I think Jordan needs the murder button. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Jordan. You're now dead, but thank you for the call.
You need to create that, Ralph. You need to go figure out a way.
Find the technology for the Twitter murder?
Yes, the Twitter murder.
Oh, you don't want to put that in my hands.
Look at that dunk. Right up over the whole team.
What?
So great.
They're watching a recap of the Lakers' victory over the Jazz yesterday on the TV. They're very excited.
Yeah.
It's by the way, if it's not Lakers-Cleveland, people are going to be very disappointed this year. It has to be the finals, right?
I agree.
All
right. That's how I feel about Philadelphia and Anaheim.
Nah, whatever with that.
That'd be awesome, too. Yeah, in hockey,
the Cup Finals.
7:55 on the Kevin and Bean
Go
Show.
Go Flyers.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com joins us next hour. Also, we want to hear your reviews of Coachella. What did you do? How did it go? What did you see? What did you like? What did you know? You can give us a call. We'll take your calls coming up after the news at 1-800-520-1067. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for Monday.
Go Flyers.
Plus, the next hour, we have Breakfast with the Killers.
Go Flyers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever. And by the way, when you have a hockey team and you're not in the tournament, you're just out, Kevin. You can't just pick on Pittsburgh now. Oh, I love Pittsburgh. I hope they win everything.
Well, I still like hockey.
Watch it and keep quiet.
I would rather my team was in it.
Pittsburgh against my Flyers.
I do, actually.
No, that's what I'm telling you. You cannot do. Your team is not in it, you just have to sit there.
What if he twitters you about it?
What's that?
What if he twitters you about it?
Then it'd be okay. Murder. Hit the murder button. I could take him out. Before I get to the showbiz news, I do have some tickets to give away. I can't remember last time I've been looking forward to a movie as much as I am the new Star Trek from J.J. Abrams. Reinventing the franchise. Not an easy thing to do, but he's the guy who certainly can do it. And by all accounts, have you seen the trailers or the commercials or anything for this show? It looks like an amazing film.
It does look good.
It looks like a great movie, and it needs to be because the 20-year-olds out there may have no affection whatsoever for the original Star Trek.
That's true. But I think in a perfect world, the existing fans of Star Trek will embrace this and love it. And the people who love the movie who aren't Star Trek fans may discover the world of Star Trek through this film. So it's going to be beneficial to everyone involved, I think. The red carpet world premiere I'm talking about, I've got pairs of tickets to give away. It's going to be at Grauman's Chinese Theater, which is a great place to see a premiere. Of course, the movie's in theaters May 8th, in case you don't win. But if you'd like to win, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. I want to give it to real Star Trek fans, though. So the first five people who get through with the correct answer to this trivia question will win a pair of tickets. Mr. Spock. In this film, we see Spock and Kirk meeting for the first time at Federation Starfleet. Federation? You know what I'm talking about. They are both cadets in Starfleet. And Mr. Spock is, of course, famously the product of a human-Vulcan marriage. He's a half-breed. I need the names of Spock's parents. I need the names of Spock's parents, and I need his mom's maiden name. Bring
Whoa.
I'm not fooling around.
And Social Security number. And
Social Security
God.
Number. But she's got LifeLock, so you won't be able to break into her identity.
What was that?
Sorry, Mr. Spock. Did you guys go to Coachella this weekend? Kevin, you were there, right?
I was not. I actually watched it online.
Ah.
I wanted to.
You said it was so hot
Too
this
busy.
Weekend.
It was hot. I didn't say it was hot.
Was it hot online?
Oh,
Oh, because we were talking about Coachella. I said, man, it looks hot. He goes, you said it was
no,
hot
no,
this
no,
weekend.
No, I didn't go this weekend.
I thought you meant the Coachella one. People who did go got a chance to see a sneak peek at Beatles Rock Band.
Wow, would love that.
That's going to be a huge video game.
Sure,
be a monster video game.
Hey, more Beatles songs. Great.
Yeah, those songs sure suck, Kevin.
It's going to be released on September the 9th, 999. Number nine. And people who are at Coachella saw animated versions of the Beatles playing behind Paul McCartney as he performed on Friday night. So.
Is it time for a new edition of Why Does Kevin Hate? Because I would like to hear a little more explanation as to how anyone can hate the Beatles.
That would be fascinating.
You can be tired of the Beatles songs you've heard on K-Earth, but how can you hate the Beatles and not recognize how great they are?
I do not. I hate, but I have given them. I mean, they get their props. There's no way I can take that away. They're one of the most important bands.
But
in
how
history.
Can you not
I
listen
enjoy
to Revolution
music.
And go,
know.
That is an unbelievably great rock song
know.
Every time I hear it?
Yes, he's right.
I don't know.
You know, I rarely say this and hate to, but Bean is right.
What was that?
We have a winner, Ralph.
We do?
Yes.
Already?
Yes.
All right, let's talk to Alfred from Burbank then. Alfred?
Hey there.
Hey there. I need Spock's parents' names.
Derek and Amanda Grayson.
That's absolutely
wow,
right.
Well done, my friend.
Spock, thank the you. Product of a human school teacher and a Vulcan diplomat. Sarek and Amanda Grayson.
Ralph, you're packing this movie screening with people who are going to show up in costume, aren't you?
Whatever it takes. These are the people who should be there. The All real
right.
fans.
All right.
Need my Trekkers.
Spock is one of the great characters in the history of television.
He sure is.
Yeah.
And I'll tell
what
you something.
That?
They waited just for the right time to recast his role because Zachary Quinto,
perfect.
It's uncanny
perfect.
How
yeah.
Leonard Nimoy-like he is
right.
on screen. So, looking forward to it. Take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Number one, 17 again, Zac Efron. The number one film in America, made $24 million this
weekend. Wow. Weekend. If it makes you feel any better, it doesn't mean it's good. No one's saying it's good, just that it's popular.
I know. But I don't want him to be successful.
Oh my gosh, I can't find it so beautiful.
He should just be pretty and sit over there.
He's good at that.
Yes, he is. State of Play was number two at the box office, and its debut weekend it made $14 million. The new Russell Crowe movie, Monsters vs. Aliens, was number three. Hannah Montana, the movie, was number four. Fast and Furious came in at number five. Crank, High Voltage, and its debut only made $6.5 million.
Wow.
A lot of that was Kevin's.
What a bummer.
Even though he didn't get a chance to see the movie, he bought tickets twice.
I did. I was
so I have really time to explain how that happened.
I really wanted to go.
Yeah.
Purchased tickets twice.
You know what you should have done?
You
should have gone. Yeah, you should have gone to the movie.
I tried. I had a very busy weekend.
Psycho Mike, you saw the Crank movie. What'd you think?
It's out there. I mean, you really have to suspend your belief. Even more so than the first one.
But it's action-filled with lots of hot chicks,
look,
great stunts, great fighting. Right?
Jason Statham didn't lie. He kills so many people, there's so many naked hot chicks, and there's awesome cars. And
what
like,
else do you want?
Say no more.
Yeah.
How is it sixth?
That's right, I kill a lot of people and there's no naked girls, mate.
I don't know why it's sixth, because America's bad, because they're busy tweeting. That's why. Observe and Report was number seven, Knowing was eight, I Love You Man was nine, and Hunting in Connecticut was number 10 at the box office this weekend. Let's take a look at the top 10 birthdays.
Really? We got them down to 10 now?
Yeah.
All right.
Supermodel Miranda Kerr is number 26 years old today. It's number 26? What's wrong with me? Joey Lawrence from Blossom and Brotherly Love turns 33. Marty Crandall of The Shins, 34. Carmen Electra turns 37 years old. Crispin Glover is crazy. And he's 45. Remember him in Back to the Future?
Of course.
You are my density. Love that.
Not a lot of call for that one.
That was his one big mainstream role, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
And Charlie's Angels, I guess, was another. But
he's otherwise, the guy that kicked David Letterman in the head. That's
otherwise,
what I know.
He does.
I can kick, man.
Remember Willard? Did you see Willard?
I did see
he was so good at Willard.
Yeah. 45 years old today. Clint Howard turns 50. Jessica Lange is 60 years old today. And speaking of Star Trek, George Takei. Mr. Sulu from Star Trek is 72 years old today.
Man cannon.
Man cannon indeed, sir. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I don't know if you guys know or not,
But if you're having sex and then it feels like it might be on fire, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, good advice right there. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, Kings of Leon. They are the cover story for the new Rolling Stone magazine, by the way, which is, like many young rockers, they said that was one of their goals when they grew up, was to be on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
They still print that? They still make that?
They still make that magazine. I know.
How about that?
Coachella was this weekend, 1-800-520-1067. We always love, because we can't be everywhere, although there was lots of K-Rock out at the festival, we always love to hear the stories of things that you saw. I can't believe I haven't heard about... And maybe this is the difference between Coachella and the Weenie Roast. I haven't heard about any fights. I haven't heard about any mace. I haven't heard about any fires.
True.
I mean, I haven't heard about any arrests. I mean, all those things that we're used to with the Weenie Roast. Where were you people for Coachella? That had to be going on.
I'm sure they're out there. I imagine it would be. Aren't there so many more people?
Yeah, I would think so.
I think they passed out from the heat.
I would think there has to be somebody out there who got arrested on the first hour of the first day.
Sure.
I mean, I know those stories exist, but we want to hear about the shows that you saw, the stars that you saw. A ton of stars at the thing, including David Hasselhoff, by the way, made it out there with no help from K-Rock this year.
That's correct.
And lots of other stars. I saw, you know, pictures of Jake Gyllenhaal and all sorts of people who were out there.
Dave was partying with Kanye West.
How about that?
That's right.
In what world is Dave, our little dude, partying with Kanye? Doesn't even make sense.
Well, we'll never find out, because apparently that's not interesting enough to Twitter about.
That's correct, yes.
Exactly.
You can't tell us how that happened.
So what did we miss at Coachella? 1-800-520-1067. That is the phone number. Let's start with Aaron. He is in Laguna Hills on line 2 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Aaron. Quite a weekend, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you like?
I liked Franz Ferdinand a lot. They, like, had my favorite performance, I think. They're just... awesome.
They are a great live band.
They are a great live band, and they're also a lot of fun. They just have fun. You can tell they're enjoying themselves, and it's just a good time.
Yeah, like their guitarist, like, I guess he had his, like, foot was broken, and he was just up there anyway with, like, a thing on his leg. And,
like, a cast?
Yeah.
A walking boot?
Okay, a brace?
Like it wasn't like a brace. It was like a
thing.
Okay. It was a thing, right. Hey, Aaron, had you been to Coachella before?
Yeah, I had back in 2004 with when the Pixies got back together and Radiohead.
How was the people watching this time around in 150 degrees?
Crowded and hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? It was hot. How'd you deal with that? Oh, wait, we don't care. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Let's try Leslie in Eagle Rock on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show, taking your reviews of Coachella, 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Leslie, what's going on?
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Coachella, what'd you like?
I loved The Killers and Franz Ferdinand. They were both amazing.
That was all Saturday, right?
The Killers Saturday, Franz Ferdinand Friday.
Friday,
okay. Was there any band that you discovered this weekend, somebody you had not known about or had not seen before and now you love them?
I saw The Kills for the first time and they were amazing.
The Kills are really good.
They were. They should have been on the main stage while My Bloody Valentine was on there. I think I'm a little deaf because of My Bloody Valentine.
It's funny because the King of Mexico and I were talking. He's like, what's the deal with My Bloody Valentine? Like, why do people love them so much? Because he was a little bit too young when they hit big back in the early 90s, you know, and he doesn't get the nostalgia for their sound.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe there's a bunch of people out there who just don't get what they're about, but a lot of people are so excited that they're back together this year.
All right, let's go to Chad. Chad, good morning.
Hello.
Hi there.
Chad, are you listening to us in Reno right now? Is that what's going on?
Actually, I'm on my way back to Reno.
Driving back to Reno.
Okay. I got you. Okay. Tell us about Coachella.
It was actually an awesome show. Had a good time there. MIA was sick. It was a fun time.
I didn't hear anyone talk about MIA. She was good?
Yeah, actually, I was...
Gone.
Okay.
Gone.
Let's try Dave. Dave is in Valley Village on line 9. Kevin and Bean Show here. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good.
Good.
Thanks.
What's up, Dave?
Big K-Rock fan. Hey, I just want to know, how far is the Marriott?
Oh, no.
Is this David Hasselhoff?
David Hasselhoff?
For the fairgrounds.
But Coachella's over now. Coachella was this weekend, David.
Yeah, I know. I'm walking back to the hotel.
Right?
I've been walking since, like, Friday.
It's a long ways.
How far is the Marriott to the Coachella?
Well, it's several miles. I mean, it's got to be 10 miles or so, I would imagine.
Which direction, do you know?
Which direction are you walking?
I'm going north.
Keep going.
Because I'm a big fan of K-Rock.
Right.
That's what I understand,
I wanted to bring out the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right, but they weren't playing.
Coach A Fantastico.
Right. David, you don't have a car?
Ah, Coach A Fantastico.
Right, yeah, what about the Knight Rider car?
Why don't you drive it?
Yeah, that was just on television.
Oh, I see.
I was walking,
I was at the VIP tent.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I decided to walk back to the room because I forgot my my camera. I wanted to picture me and Conway Twitty.
Right. I'm pretty sure it was Kanye West was the gentleman who was at the party.
Kanye West.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And I was a little turned around, and now I think I'm a little lost out here in the desert.
Well, the state of California would prefer you didn't drive anyway, so
that's
probably
true.
Just as well.
But how far is the Marriott from the show?
It's just around the corner.
Really?
I mean, yeah, it's really just a couple more steps.
Just keep walking.
I'm thirsty. I'm just going to have a drink here. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, I hope that's water because...
Yeah, you have bad history.
It's going to hit...
Yeah.
It's going to get hot.
Oh,
quick.
No.
I'm all right.
Oh, no.
Oh,
get
no.
One sip, David. How does that happen with a shot?
I just have a lot in my bloodstream, I guess.
I see.
You don't have much of a tolerance for the alcohol anymore.
No, I don't. I'm all right.
Maybe you should hitchhike.
Average. Homeboy.
Yep. Are you all right?
Yep.
Do you want us to send help?
Country fantastic.
You want us to send a car?
How far is the hotel from the hotel?
What's that?
So how far is the hotel?
I don't know.
We told you, just keep walking. You'll eventually see it. You'll recognize it when you get back there, David.
What?
I can't hear you.
You're all right. Okay, well, good for you. Have a good Monday. What was that? What's he doing?
He's just making bear noises now.
What?
What you're doing anymore.
What? That is an unnatural sound.
All you did was have a drink. I mean, how did this happen?
Coachy Fantastico.
All right, Mr. Hasselhoff.
Tomorrow we have a show that's way too big for this radio station and for
us.
I agree. We have Dave Gahan.
Come on. Haven't talked to Dave in almost 2 weeks.
Or as he says, Dave Gahan. We also have Heidi and Spencer tomorrow.
What? I don't...
The real ones.
I don't know that that's...
It's going to go well.
Necessary.
And we have our latest Kevin and Bean breakfast, which is karaoke with the Killers. And to the phones we go now for that contest.
Killer karaoke, you have to sing a song, make sure you sing it strong. If you win, you will get to see the Killers at Dimples. Sing better than me, this is Killer Karaoke.
And that's how that goes.
Dimples is the first karaoke bar in the United States. It's in Burbank. That's where we're going to be with the Killers. You get to hear them play live. You get to hear us interview them. And more importantly, you get to ask your questions to it. 1-800-520-1067. But right now, we're going to try to let some people in by earning it. Why don't we start with Marcella from Ontario Online 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, how many tickets do we have to give away, first
of all?
Two pair. All right. So, I guess we're
if
just...
they're impressive, we'll put them in a drawing.
Okay.
All right. So, not impressive, they hang up on themselves.
Marcella, good morning. Welcome to the show. You love the Killers?
Yes, I love them.
All okay. Right. What song have you been doing for us?
Human.
All right.
Human.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Are we human or are we dancer? My sign is vital, my hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human, or are we dancer?
You would not make it through to Hollywood, right. I will tell you that, but I appreciate your attempt. Thanks for the call. Hang on.
Let's go to Jasmine from Redlands. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
What song are you going to sing for us?
Can you read my mind?
No, nope. You're going to have to tell us.
Ah, I'm racing for that. All right, go ahead.
Well, okay, anyways. On the corner of Main Street, trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on. Say I'm falling behind. Can you read my mind?
It's not as right. easy to sing as it sounds on the records, is it?
No, it isn't. Hold on. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Amanda, who's calling from Los Angeles. Amanda, hi.
Killers have a lot of chick fans, I'm noticing here this morning.
Yeah, I think they do.
Welcome to Killers Karaoke.
Killer Karaoke.
What? Short version.
What song are you going to be singing for us?
Mr. Brightside.
Right. Okay.
If I sing wrong, do I get that?
Sing it!
Just no.
Sing.
Sing it!
Come on. Okay.
Killer Karaoke.
All right, here we go.
All right. Jealousy, turning snakes into the sea, turning boots
wow.
alibi.
Wow.
Wow.
That's truly bad.
That's a
you
hang
really
up on yourself
that live, don't you?
Moment.
That's, nope.
You really do.
Do we want to see
Trust
that
Trust me, because I've been doing this a long time. You are not cut out for this.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Hang on. So far, I've not been wowed by any of the contestants. We've had Marcella, Jasmine, and Amanda, right, so far?
Yes.
Are any of them even in the drawing?
Well, I think all three of them have to be until we come across someone better.
Okay. Let's maybe turn it over to the dudes. Let's try Andrew in Montebello on line 7. Hey, Andrew, thanks for hanging on. What killer song are you going to do for us?
Read My Mind.
Read My Mind. Okay.
Killer karaoke.
Go ahead.
On the corner of Main Street. Boy. Just trying to keep it in line.
Not a lot of commitment.
You hold on?
Not a lot of commitment happening from the piece. They're not really selling it.
So yeah. Is Andrew in the drawing?
They're all in the drawing.
All right.
I just couldn't listen to them anymore.
You want to try Adriana from Downey?
Sure.
She's on line 8. Adriana, how are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Which number are you going to be doing for us?
I'm going to rock Spaceman, and ooh, I'm going to do the intro and everything.
Okay. Wow. That's by the way, officially, there was a poll over the weekend, the gayest killer song, Spaceman. So I'm curious to hear what you're going to sound like.
Adriana's going to rock it.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Killer karaoke.
It started with a low light. Next thing I knew, they ripped me from my bed, and then they took my blood type. It left a strange impression in my head.
You're not a good singer, but I like your spirit.
Yes.
Thank you.
I like your spirit.
All right. We already have time for one more, and it's going to be Paulina in Culver City on line 3. Hey, Paulina, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What killer song are you going to do for us?
I'm going to sing When You Were Young.
Killer karaoke.
All right. Good luck.
You sit there in your heartache, waiting on some beautiful boy to save you from your own.
All right, thanks for calling. Hold on.
Isn't it amazing how much alike everybody sounds?
Bad.
I guess this is just how most people sing. All right, no real standouts. Let's go ahead and put everybody in the drawing, don't you think?
I would like to vote for Adriana as one of the pair. Because we liked her the best. Then we'll do a drawing for the rest.
That's fine.
Are you fine with that?
All right. So, Adriana, you're in. You're going, okay?
All right.
Nicely done.
I love you.
All right.
All right. So,
and
one more winner.
The other winner is Marcella in Ontario.
That's right.
Marcella in Ontario.
One man fan club.
Goodness.
Marcella?
Yes.
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
Killer karaoke.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the hills.
What do you think we should have some shots at?
I would say Patron.
Patron it is.
That was a drama-filled moment on the hills.
Wow.
When they're on the show tomorrow, I will accept nothing less than Spencer admitting he's a tool and Heidi announcing for the world to know that she realizes she's a talentless whore. That's the only way I will be satisfied with
that
interview.
I don't see that happening.
Really? Because that's the only
thing. I don't think they have that kind of self-awareness.
No.
I'm guessing not. I'll be disappointed if they do.
They have to know, though, right?
But I'll be disappointed if they do.
Well, that's tomorrow morning here on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, plus Breakfast with the Killers and our friend Dave Gahan from Depeche Mode. First, though, how about Harvey Levin, TMZ.com, 8:39 in the morning on Monday. Harvey, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
I just want to say that, you know, I love my sweet Zach, and the emails were flying fast and furious from the K-Rock listeners about you practically making out with him at the Laker game yesterday.
And by making out, Bean, of course, means you were sitting next to him.
Come on, you had your hand on his knee. You had your hand on his knee at some point, right, Harvey?
Only for third quarter.
Oh, all right.
Did you talk to my sweet Zach? And if so,
will
you guys
stop calling him my sweet Zach?
What did you guys talk about, Harvey?
You know, we talked the whole game. He was great. I mean, he's great. He's really a smart guy. He's fun. I mean, he was really fun. It was hilarious too, because I'm sitting there and there were two empty seats, and which I found improbable given the game.
Yeah.
And like 2 minutes in, they walk in and I hear my name and I look up and I thought, oh, geez.
Harvey.
And I thought, but then, believe me, I looked three seats down and there was Kanye West and I thought, this is a much better choice.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, do you find that celebrities are afraid of you?
No. I mean, look, I mean, I don't go to Hollywood parties and stuff, but he sat down. He was fun. I mean, he was cool.
Well, he should have been in a very good mood having the number one movie
number
in America,
movie,
too.
I know.
Now, Harvey, are you a big Laker fan, or did you go yesterday because it was the place to be?
Well, I like the Lakers, but I've never, ever been to a game, you know, sitting in a seat like that. And somebody gave it to me.
Yeah.
And it was, I got to tell you, it was awesome.
It's an amazing thing, right?
It was it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe how amazing that game was.
You know what I've thought for a long time what the Lakers should do, and the Lakers have plenty of fans. They don't need to incur. But right. I thought for the longest time they should keep two of those seats, and they should rotate them amongst people who've had season tickets their whole lives or whatever.
Great.
And let people sit right down there on
the
floor.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Because
that's
a great idea. Such an amazing view, and you have such an appreciation for how big these guys are and how fast they are.
And how powerful.
Yes.
I mean, it was one of the most awesome things in my memory. It was so much fun.
Sitting by Zach or watching the game?
It was great.
Well, I have all new respect for you, Harvey, now that you've breathed the air of my sweet Zach. I got to tell you, I was very impressed. Not a lot happening over the weekend, but I did enjoy your coverage of the Madonna horse incident. For people who are just tuning in late, it's not what you think
it
is.
Sounds like a bad porn.
It's not what you think it is.
I don't want to see that.
What? Catherine the Great.
Right, exactly. What really did happen, Harvey?
Well, I mean, she's saying, her people are saying that there was a paparazzi there who spooked the horse, basically.
Right. Jumped out, took a picture, the horse got scared and threw her.
And threw her.
Yeah.
And she got hurt. And so this cameraman who supposedly was there contacted us, and he says it's a lie, that he was there long before she fell, and then ended up coming back after the ambulance was there, but that he wasn't anywhere in sight when she fell. And for some reason, they're making the story. I believe that's what he's saying.
That's funny. And it wouldn't surprise me that she just wanted to put a positive spin on it rather than I'm a dumbass and fell off a horse.
Fell off a horse, yeah.
Just because they figured who would disagree with their version of it.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, so she fell off a horse. I don't understand the scandal in this.
I don't either.
You know, it's like, okay, she fell off a horse.
Right.
It's only a story to me in that the photographer says she lied, which I kind of find it funny that she would want to control that spin.
Totally. I mean,
that seems weird.
That's what makes it so interesting, is that it's like, it's sometimes these stars that, they want to be so tightly managed and they want to create their own reality.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that there wasn't a cameraman. I don't know what happened. I just know that this guy who they say was there says he wasn't there.
Right.
But it's just the funniest thing is that they just want to create their own reality, even when the other reality is just innocent.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
What else are you interested in from this weekend, or stories that you're working on in the TMZ newsroom?
Tyler Perry. I mean, that is just...
Oh, the stalker dude? I don't know all the details. Tell me.
I mean, it is unbelievable. I mean, this woman apparently has been after him for a long time. And, I mean, let me give you the quote here. We just put it up. We just got the papers. So she got arrested on last Wednesday for being near her recording studio in Atlanta. And there was an existing restraining order against her.
Ooh.
But in April 2006, she sent an email saying, "You need to check your heart condition because it is filled with murder. Your love has been but costly and deadly. Murder, I say, is the verdict."
Dude,
I know.
What?
I know.
That's not a good kind of stalker.
No, it's a. This is a dangerous person.
Wow. Is he going to send Madea out to kick her ass?
Because
she won't take it, man. She's a spunky grandma.
Only you can find the humor in the stalking.
While we're talking about the stalking, that is that's a very scary story. While we're talking about the stalking, what about the crazy lady who was looking in Britney Spears' windows on Friday? What was her story?
Bizarre. I mean, she says now she's saying she was going to do a documentary on paparazzi. So the way the way to do a documentary on paparazzi is to dress up in camouflage and break into a property.
Sure,
Crazy bizarre. The thing that I find the most fun is that same day after that whole thing, that Britney gets a police escort to her concert. That to me is my favorite. That's my favorite story of last week.
Police escort to her concert.
She went from Calabasas to Staples Center, which is 28 miles in the 101, and she got a police escort. And they were basically pushing in the middle of rush traffic, pulling people to the side so they could clear a path for her.
Wow,
oh, come on.
Your tax dollars at work.
How does that happen, Harvey? How does she get that?
We called, and they were off-duty officers. Actually, she hired them. She paid for the protection, which she's allowed to do.
Right.
And they are allowed to exercise discretion. But I'm thinking, what kind of an emergency is it that she has to get to Staples?
So she's not allowed to treat her like the president.
Maybe she needs to eat badly. Maybe she's hungry.
And she was lip syncing anyway.
So let me ask you this, Harvey. This is really interesting to me. So I can hire off-duty police officers to be an escort for me, and they have the discretion to move traffic away so I can go unfettered?
Exactly.
That's unbelievable. I'm going to start doing that.
How much does that cost, Harvey?
You know what? We couldn't find out how much it cost, but I was really surprised that they had that kind of discretion, but they do.
That is amazing.
If somebody knows and is listening, you don't have to tell us who you are or whatever, but let us know how much that costs. Because I would like to get like a police escort to Del Taco.
She's like, I'm hungry. Let's go.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you could get an escort and you were at In and Out where the lines are really long,
yes,
and you could clear the drive-through line.
Get the drive-through out of the way. Good thinking, Harvey.
Awesome. I know that traffic sucks already and people are already ready to bust. And if they knew that they were being pulled over to the side of the road off the 101 because Britney needed to get to her concert, they would be furious about that.
Absolutely.
It's hilarious. And the funny thing is, the way we found out is my news manager was on the freeway. And what do you call it when you get that sound? Hey, guys, what do you call it when the motorcycle makes that sound? Chirp. He got chirped to the side.
Right. Awesome.
And he looked and he thought, oh my God, that's Britney.
That's awesome.
You know, it's fantastic. Weird because that trip is with traffic sometimes 45 minutes, an hour maybe.
Yeah.
Well, and
with traffic.
The thing is, there's no hotels downtown where she could just stay.
That's true,
stay.
Too. Yeah, that's true,
either.
Too.
Could have just left. I mean, how's this? Leave early.
Yeah, and it's a tough commute for her sitting in the back of a limo, too.
Sure.
You know. All right, that's great stuff. Harvey Levin, TMZ.com is the website of record. And, of course, TMZ Television Weeknights at Channel 11 at 6:30. Harvey, great to come talk to you today, man. We appreciate it.
See you guys.
Bye-bye. Bye, Harvey.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening.
Zach. Isn't he funny? Look
to the Kevin
doing.
And Bean Show at 8:54.
Oh.
Yeah, Zach Efron's putting his fingers behind Harvey Levin.
That's head. Like rabbit ears.
Yep.
Oh, Zach. You deserve so the number one movie in America, buddy, because you're that funny.
8:54 on the Kevin and Bean
murder
Show.
Murder button, murder button, murder button.
Boy, you're not. By the way, you missed it, Kevin, in the other room. Ralph, of course, is going to invent the murder button for people who tweet dumb stuff.
Right.
Dave's going to invent the stay alive button.
Oh, I'll counter him with the stay alive button.
So apparently now, Ralph's going to be trying to murder Dave, and Dave's going to be able to stay alive because he's got the button. So now it's on Ralph to invent something else.
It won't matter because I'll just invent the stay alive button.
He doesn't get energy or anything, he just stays alive?
Just stays alive.
That's not much of an invention.
8:54 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Monday. What the heck's going on?
Speaking of Zac Efron... Literally, he put his fingers up behind Harvey Levin's
head. He signed.
That is
crazy.
That is rich.
Yep, that happened.
He's got the number one movie in America, 17 again.
By the way, he's wearing his sunglasses. You notice that in the picture?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
He's so cool.
Inside
he's
at the
cool,
Laker game.
Man.
Wearing sunglasses.
Like Nicholson, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicholson can get away with it.
Like, who's the fat radio guy's out of work?
Lycus.
Tom Lycus. Yeah.
He always wears sunglasses at the Kings games, too.
$24 million made 17 again, number one at the box.
Holy shit. It's Zac Efron!
Yeah, number one by far. State of Play was number two at the box office with $14 million in Monsters vs. Aliens, Hannah Montana, Fast and Furious, Crank, High Voltage, with our buddy Jason Statham, only made $6.7 million.
Did Mr. Statham have a comment?
Can't believe I only made $6.5 million when Zac Efron made $24 million.
Can't either, by the way.
Mate.
It's ridiculous.
Observe and Report was seven, Knowing You. What? Knowing... was number eight. I Love You, Man was number nine. And The Haunting in Connecticut was number 10 at the box office this weekend. Keira Knightley is one of the most sought-after actresses in show business, but she's afraid she's going to end up alone.
Not okay. If I have anything to do with it.
Oh, dear.
No.
God.
I love her so.
She would
rather be alone.
I love her so.
She says she spent so much time in her career, she worries that she will end up old and alone because she can't manage a relationship due to her busy schedule and heavy workload.
Well, I'd like to feel sorry for all of her problems.
But she's so busy being a movie star and beautiful
right.
and
yes.
busy.
Rich,
and
talented.
Jetting around the world that she doesn't have time for a relationship.
Well, things are tough all over.
Speaking of relationships, Shia LaBeouf is working with Megan Fox on Transformers 2.
Yes.
And he says although he's just good friends with Megan... he admits that it is really hard, in his words, to return to reality after filming a sexy love scene with Megan Fox.
Yes, it is.
I'm sure.
Can you imagine being on the set and having to be all kinds of sexy lovey-dovey with her?
And then
knowing
they
call that cut.
It's, yeah, it's not
and
real.
And you got to stop and turn that off. Turn those feelings off.
She probably just walks away. He's like, hey, but...
She goes to a craft service to get a cup of coffee and a bagel.
That was real, right?
Meanwhile,
And then imagine if she was like doing a grip or something, you know, and you're Shia LaBeouf and you're just going to act with her and then she goes over and does the grip.
I'll give her a grip.
What's a grip?
I'd like to the grip.
Learn that move.
Why don't you drop those Dockers and give me a piece of that sweet ass?
That's what I'm saying.
And by now you've seen the Susan Boyle video. She, of course, is the 47-year-old unemployed Scottish virgin who appeared on Britain's Got Talent and blew the audience away with her singing.
So hot.
What's the next?
Oh, so hot.
Stop it. I love her, but the one thing she is not
hot
is hot.
Okay.
However, what's next for her? Kick-Ass Pictures. We've actually talked to the folks at Kick-Ass before.
We have?
They were the folks that ran Mary Carey for governor. Remember
when
we were doing the recall election? Kick-Ass has offered Susan $1 million if she will star in their next porno film.
Dude.
But she has to... She has to give up her virginity in the film as well.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging.
Don't make me get Linda on the phone. I will do it. I will do it. I am done with you people. Dude. And Michael Jackson may have a lovely sidekick when he hits the O2 Arena in London this summer.
A lovely fall and winter. A lovely sidekick?
Yes. Performing on stage with Michael, the rumor is Leona Lewis will be joining him on stage.
Really?
Why does he need an opener?
I don't think it's going to be an opener. I think they're going to perform together.
Oh.
She will be a special guest star on several of the concerts. That's the rumor.
This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
Okay.
This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
All right.
I don't think he means it.
I don't think so either.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Marty Crandall of The Shins is 34 years old today. Joey Lawrence is 33. Miranda Kerr is 26 years old today. Carmen Electra turns 37. Crispin Glover is 45 years old today. Clint Howard celebrates his 50th birthday. Jessica Lange, who was so good in Grey Gardens, by the way, 60 years old today. Why is it boring?
I sat
because
there.
It's a story about people who are talking to each other.
Because it's a fascinating story about real people.
Yeah, that's why.
Because it doesn't involve an explosion and there was no mall cop on a Segway.
Correct.
Is that why it was boring?
Yes.
You?
It was boring as hell.
What wasn't good about it?
The acting, the script.
The
really?
Acting
the
was,
performing.
I heard
the acting was amazing.
The
acting was good and the script was fascinating.
Got some extra rest this weekend, though, on a good note.
George Takei from Star Trek, who played Mr. Sulu on that series and in all the feature films, is 72 years old today.
So congratulations to all of us, and may equality live long and prosper.
And happy birthday to his twin sister, Lika, too, also celebrates her birthday.
She's the best. Man cannon.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I was thinking about that K-Rock listener who was visiting America from Switzerland that we talked to last week, Kevin, and I was thinking, I wonder how his date to Coachella went. I never heard about any missing persons or any kind of ugly murders out at the festival, so I assume that everybody survived it.
We talked to him, I think, on Thursday or Friday. I can't remember, but we talked to him and set him up with a K-Rock listener for a date for the weekend. He was looking for a date for Coachella all 3 days.
All 3 days, that's right.
And we have Thomas back on the phone from his hotel in Palm Springs, I think.
Hey, Tom. How are you, man?
Good morning. Hi, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Good to talk to you again. Now, if I remember correctly, for folks who did not hear you in the morning last week, you are you live in Switzerland and you stream the Kevin and Bean Show and K-Rock on your computer back home.
That's correct,
And you came out here to see the Coachella Music Festival and you had an extra ticket and your friend that you thought was going to come with you didn't, so you needed us to hook you up with someone in white pants. And were we successful at that? Did we find you a girl?
You find me a very... very beautiful girl, yes.
Really?
Oh, which one did you pick?
Sarah from Long Beach.
And did we talk to her on the air when we had you on?
Yes, she was the last one.
Fantastic. Oh, okay. All right, so how did it work? I'm fascinated to know. How did you guys get together? Did you guys talk on the phone first?
Yeah, we talked off the air on the phone, right. Yeah. Then I went to have my lunch with Josh Fries, and after that I had coffee with Sarah.
Oh, perfect.
Is this guy big balling, by the way? He's in our country like 4 days and he's got the hookup.
He comes here from Switzerland to go to a concert and then has lunch with Josh Fries, saw Jimmy Kimmel.
That's right.
Met this chick for dinner.
Right. Unbelievable.
Been on the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock.
As a matter of fact, that's got to be the low point. Right. So you get together with Sarah, and of course you're expecting, like, What chick is going to call in to go to the Coachella Festival with some dude from Europe that she doesn't know? You're just expecting Beastmaster, right?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect. And Sarah, she was so nice on the phone, so I didn't expect her to be that good looking.
Mm-hmm. And she was?
She really was.
Okay, yeah. Now, did she meet you out in Palm Desert, or did you pick her up and drive out there?
No, we met to have a coffee at Long Beach first.
I see, okay.
Oh, fantastic. And it was it a love connection, or was it just, this is a business relationship, we can make it work?
Come again, please?
I was just asking, was there any romance brewing, or
did
was it just
sparks
we?
Fly?
Yeah, or did we just understand that this is the confines of the relationship is just going to be we're going to go see a concert together?
Neither. Like it definitely wasn't a romance. We mm-hmm. had separate beds,
right?
Separate bedrooms, indeed.
Okay.
But yeah, it wasn't just technical. I think we came along.
It was very friendly. You guys had a good time together.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, did you see all 3 days? You went out there Friday, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Paul McCartney.
I didn't watch him really.
Good just choice.
Walked past. I heard it was good though.
But, did you hear Morrissey complaining about smelling meat?
And
that's not code, by the way, either. Apparently, he was very upset on stage that he smelled meat.
Wow.
What that was
did
about.
You see any of the Morrissey performance? I heard that he rocked it with a ton of old Smith songs.
No, I was at one of the back tents at the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you're a European guy, so you're here for the gay disco more than anything, right?
That's true.
Not really. You know, I listen to K-Rock, so.
Oh, that's true.
All right, well, Silver Sun pickups. Who did you see on Friday night?
on Friday, it was basically not the big stages.
Okay.
Franz Ferdinand.
Okay. All right.
And the Abbott Toxic Event too. But okay. Then we went so to good. the smaller tents with people under the stairs and stuff.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
Now you and Sarah, were you seeing some of these acts together, or was it pretty much once you get inside the gates? Okay, I'll pick you up in 12 hours.
No, we were like together the whole time.
Wow. How about that? All right. Now Saturday, what did you see? Did you see MIA, The Killers?
Yeah, MIA. She was really good.
Okay.
Yeah. Saturday was basically I think the best day, and it was basically the main stage day.
Saturday was your favorite day.
Yeah. And
okay. So you saw TV on the radio, Thievery Corporation, all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then Sunday, who'd you like on Sunday?
On Sunday, it was yesterday. The Yeah.
Yeah, so I was going to guess.
Bloody Valentine.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you stay all the way through The Cure?
Not quite. We wanted to beat traffic. So
okay, I got you.
Did you see Public Enemy?
In between My Bloody Valentine and The Cure, yeah.
You know what happens is that Flavor Flav wears a clock around his neck.
Right.
Still.
Doesn't get old.
How is he not tired of that, honestly? He wears a clock around his neck.
Yes, he does.
Angus Young can't come out and not be in shorts.
That's
I mean,
true.
It's part of the stage persona at this point. So all in all, it sounds like you had a great time and we hooked you up with a good lady.
Definitely.
Wow. Yeah. How about that?
Do you have any plans to see each other in the future?
Yeah, she might come to Europe.
She might come to Europe. What's happening?
She planned it before she met me.
Now she has someone she can visit who can show her around.
Hey, Thomas, I'm telling you, for the hookup, man, we're going to call you next time we're in Switzerland. I'm telling you right now.
You're welcome, yeah.
Because we come there all the time. Oh, wait.
Well, I would like to say that occasionally we luck into a successful event and a successful love story, and I'm very happy to hear that it worked out for you and Sarah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I think it's not love story, but may be friends.
Yeah, that's great. And you found someone to go with, which is a lot more fun than going by yourself. Thomas, I'm glad it was able to work out for you. When are you heading back home, my friend?
I will leave for San Francisco this week and will fly back from there next week.
Plenty of gay disco up there, too, man. You're going to have a great time. All right, Thomas, thanks for coming on. We enjoyed talking to you, dude.
Thanks, yeah.
Bye. See you later. We have a long tradition here on the program of doing the Breakfast with Kevin and Bean. We've had a lot of our favorite K-Rock acts over the year, everybody from Metallica to No Doubt, almost every big band you can think of we've done a breakfast with. And we got another one coming up tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Karaoke with the Killers, the latest Kevin and Bean breakfast at Dimples in Burbank. We've been giving away tickets the past few days. We've got the final pair to give away right now. Kevin, you want to explain how this works?
Well, we took questions from the K-Rock audience online. What would they ask the Killers if they had a chance to join us, which they do. So we're going to be at Dimples, and we're picking what we think is the best question.
Okay.
So Christopher from Torrance, have you ever worked in a flower shop? I can tell you right now it's not going to be you. I'm sorry. Jessica in Anaheim, what question would you ask the Killers? I'm sorry, that's an interesting thought, but that's not going to be the one that we're picking here.
Do you like fish sticks? Funny to me, because I'm a South Park fan, but I don't know that the Killers are, so we might have to pass on that one as well.
We had almost 800 questions submitted on the website. We're only picking one. And we're calling to let him or her know right now.
Hello.
Hey, is this Anita Orozco?
This is she.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean from K-Rock. How are you?
Oh, my God. How are you?
I'd be willing to bet that Kevin got your name wrong and it's not really Anita.
It's Anita.
Anita. Okay, he was close.
Close enough for me.
Hey, Anita, why might Kevin and Bean be calling you?
Because I won for the Breakfast with the Killers.
Yes. Here's your question. I have a big tattoo of your face on my left shoulder blade. Do you want to see it?
That's awesome.
All right. Okay.
Anita, tell us about that tattoo.
I got me Brandon Flowers' face tattooed on my back for my birthday.
Why?
Fan?
Because I love the Killers and I love Brandon.
Were you out at Coachella on Saturday night?
I sure was. And I was front row. I was squished like a sardine, but it was worth it.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but you may even be closer to Brandon at the Breakfast with the Killers than you were at Coachella this weekend.
Sweet!
And you're going to get a chance to talk to him because we're absolutely going to have you show him the tattoo tomorrow morning.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
You ended your question with, by the way, your beard itches. Is there something we should know before we invite you? Is he going to need security?
Oh, my gosh. No need for security.
Right.
I'm not going to kidnap him.
All right, just checking.
Throw him in the trunk of my car.
All right.
Hey, let me ask you one more thing, Anita, and you sound awesome, and I'm glad that you're going to be there, but do you have a boyfriend or a husband who has to constantly compete with your love for Brandon Flowers?
Oh, no.
Of course not.
Oh, no.
Of course not. There's no way she has a husband or a boyfriend.
I could have guessed that.
All right. Well, you are the big winner, and we will see you at the Killers Karaoke Kevin and Bean Breakfast, all right?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Ralph Garman joins us Monday afternoon. What you talking about, Ralph?
I'm talking about Jewel's husband.
Jewel the singer?
Yeah.
The yodeler?
Ty Murray?
Yeah.
Rodeo star?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Apparently. Got hurt rehearsing for Dancing with the Stars.
Lisa, any thoughts?
Lisa,
anything you want to say about Dancing with the Stars?
Sorry, I paid her to not talk about it, people. You know that. She can't do it.
Apparently he was rehearsing with his partner, Chelsea Hightower. So sounds like a porn star, by the way. Yeah, I got a Hightower for you. Right in your...
Come on.
What?
You can't.
Apparently he was rehearsing with Chelsea Hightower when he was knocked in the face with her microphone pack.
Is that code?
No.
Oh.
Is that what they're calling it?
They wear microphones to record their voices while they're rehearsing.
Sure.
For the footage. And they had these heavy battery packs that they strap onto their back. I don't know what he was doing back there, but apparently he got smashed in the face. Mm.
This season has had more injuries on Dancing with the Stars than an entire NFL season.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
That's true.
Dropping like flies. Don't you agree, Lisa?
It's a dangerous sport.
Sport.
Apparently, Lawrence Taylor. What? Is he on the show still?
No, I don't know.
I don't think so either.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you answer?
Mm-mm.
All right.
I'm looking at the odds here for Dancing with the Stars. For some reason, Lawrence Taylor is listed as 80 to 1.
Maybe he'll come back.
I guess he would be a long shot if he's not on the show any longer. Apparently, Shawn Johnson is the favorite. That's what they're saying.
I don't know who that is.
She is the little gymnast.
Oh, the tiny little gymnast. Yeah.
Yes, the dude was after with the zip ties and the duct tape.
Lisa, might she win?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, sounds like Lisa's
and enjoying it.
I'm just saying. Every time she does that, it sounds like her mouth is full.
That was money well paid, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yes. Bruce Willis is a star.
Yes.
Although I think he's smart enough to recognize that perhaps his success doesn't boil down to true genius. The New York Post says he was recently having a conversation with singer Amy Mann, mm-hmm. and someone overheard her asking him what the secret was to his success, and he said, I just memorize lines.
I like that.
I do, too. Yeah. He seems to have a good attitude about his work. Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt.
On the program tomorrow morning.
Well, you have to ask them if they're married or not.
Dear God.
Apparently, they picked up a marriage license last week. The big rumor was that they would be getting married this coming Saturday. But no one would be surprised if they snuck off and did it over this past weekend.
They don't sneak off and do anything.
They demand cameras.
Star Magazine has reported that the couple has a contract with them to cover four major stories that they've been promised, okay? Including their marriage. They said they've already delivered three of the stories.
Okay.
The final one is supposed to be their breakup. If they ever break up, they get the exclusive for that.
Okay.
So if they're been promised the story of their marriage, then that would mean it's happened already, right? I mean, the real one, not the faux island marriage.
I don't know. The only story I want to hear about Spidey is a murder-suicide.
Wow. Hit the murder button?
Yes.
I'm not sure we're the guys to interview them, but they're on the show tomorrow.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be great.
And Alicia Cuthbert.
Yes.
Says the other day she was in New York City, and she actually used her stunt training from being on 24 to survive being hit by a car.
Oh, my God.
What?
She was walking to the subway when a driver swerved in her direction. She said she thought for a split second, I can either try and outrun it, I can freeze like a deer in the headlights and get both of my knees broken, or I can jump onto the vehicle and propel myself into the intersection the way I have done in stunts before.
That's how she got away from the mountain lion in season two.
How about that?
Is that not right?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, that's what she did.
Season two was a long time ago.
She leapt onto the hood of the car.
She's the best.
She got a bad bruise on her ass, she says. But other than that, she walked away unscathed.
Huh.
Three guys chased down the car's driver. He drove off after striking her.
Wow.
And held the guys down, the guy down until cops arrived.
That's great.
How about that?
So she owes her life to stunt training. Hmm. That's why I became a stuntman.
You're not a stuntman.
Save lives. Have you ever seen me fall into a bag?
I have not. No.
I just made that question being asked today.
Me either.
That's a euphemism. After a couple of drinks, I've fallen into a few bags in my time. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, I don't. What are you saying?
I'm saying I've some fat girls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't get me started, man. I'll let loose. I'll unleash.
You haven't already?
Nope. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. 17 again is $24 million richer.
And that, whose movie is that? I can't remember. Who stars in that? Who's the young, very popular, very buff, good-looking young man who stars in that
the
film?
The gay twink with Vanessa Hudgens?
Yeah. What's that guy's name that I love so much?
Zac Efron. State of Play was number two. Monsters vs. Aliens.
Guys, I'm not gay, but I'm going to make jokes about Zac Efron and how much I love him, but I'm not gay.
I'm not joking.
Forever. Monsters vs. Aliens, the very popular sequel to Monsters, Inc.
That's what Kevin told me.
Yeah, really enjoyed
I heard that.
The second film. Mm-hmm. It was number three, Hannah vs. Montana. What? No. Hannah Montana was number four. Fast and the Furious was five. Crank, High Voltage, came in at number six. Observe and Report was seven. Knowing, I Love You Man, and Haunting in Connecticut, rounding out the top ten at the box office this weekend. Let's take a look at birthdays, shall we? Star Trek star George Takei celebrates his 72nd birthday today. George, you have any plans for your birthday?
It's uncanny. He's the man of a thousand voices.
He really is.
Wow.
Jessica Lange, who was so good in Grey Gardens on HBO this weekend.
George Takei, did you watch Grey Gardens over the weekend on HBO?
Kevin lost George.
Boy, that was a boring movie.
It was not. It was
boring.
Great. 60
Two
years
words.
Old today.
Boring.
Clint Howard, son of Rance Howard, brother of Ron Howard, actor in his own right, 50 years old. Crispin Glover turns 45. Carmen Electra's 37. Marty Crandall of The Shins is 34. Joey Lawrence, from Blossom and Brotherly Love, is 33. And supermodel Miranda Kerr celebrates her 26th birthday today. I am Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.